to RepairMyCreditNow.com. Did you know that all negative items on your credit report must be removed if the creditors can't validate the debt? That's the law. Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR. That's 888-4-MY-REPAIR. Do you have late payments, charge-offs, collections, bankruptcies, repos, tax liens, judgments, or foreclosures? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR. Do you want a new car or new home and everyone tells you no? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com.
RepairMyCreditNow.com is affiliated with over 600 loan officers from car dealers and mortgage companies that specialize in less than perfect credit.
Everyone qualifies for a new loan, no matter how bad the credit after using RepairMyCreditNow.com. They know you have bad credit or you wouldn't be calling them in the first place. Don't be a victim of circumstance anymore. Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR.
Si habla español.
They know. That's how to handle your networks and keep your computer system safe and in top shape.
Hazmat uniform.
No uniforms needed, just world-class customer service, cutting-edge technical.
Are you listening online at this moment? I love streaming. It's convenient, it's easy to do, and I can do it on my terms. Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you want your car buying experience to be this simple, log on or click through to FreemanToyota.com. Our managers are waiting to give you everything you need to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. We'll give you a selling price, trade-in value, payments, and term. We'll even deliver your vehicle and your paperwork to your home or office to save you time. At FreemanToyota.com, get all the information you need to purchase a vehicle and do it on your terms. Here are just a couple of examples of the savings that we are offering right now. Drive away with a Tundra double cab for $279 a month for 36 months with zero out-of-pocket. Or choose a 4Runner for $349 a month for 36 months and the same zero out-of-pocket. Contact us by logging on to FreemanToyota.com to save you time and money. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference. Now that's the
2006s, a few remaining 2005s, and every used vehicle.
Even select demos, sale price at every drug location, but only till 9 tonight.
Read about it in today's Star Telegram.
As well as 0% APR financing.
Or up to $4,250 cash rebates on select models with approved credit.
Family cars, sports cars, economy cars.
Pickups, SUVs, and full-size trucks.
Minivans, luxury sedans, all market sale prices today.
At Grubbs Nissan on Highway 183 in Bedford.
Grubbs Infinity on Highway 183 in Euless.
At Grubbs Chrysler Jeep and Grubbs Pre-Owned Supercenter on Highway 183 in Bedford.
Stop the final hours of sensational savings until 9 tonight.
Ticket Sports News now.
Roger Clemens has pitched in the presser situation of the World Series 7 times prior tonight. The ticket brought to you by Friendly Chevrolet and Jack Daniels. But as the career of the Rocket fades toward the twilight, tonight's starting game one against the Chicago White Sox takes on an added importance to the future Hall of Famer.
It really gets you amped up again as a player. You know, I'm in that mode where, you know, it's worked for me. I'm excited about it. I ponder to myself, this could be my last couple starts.
The Sox will send Jose Contreras against Clemens tonight at 6:30 on Fox 4. The Cowboys have run into a recent injury problem. While the offense was able to go without Julius Jones and the defense held the Giants to 13 points without that win, the big loss could be Flozell Adams this week. Tight end Jason Witten in the offense need tackles Rob Petitti and Torrin Tucker to play well against the Seahawks.
Yeah, young guy on the other side too, so there's only so much we can do. And we're going to have to come and we're going to have to play well for us to be good, because we can't change what we do as an offense because we're worried about that, you know. I mean, they just got to play well for us.
Seattle and Dallas will square off Sunday at 3:05, and Cowboys countdown to kickoff being a dead one here on the ticket. Thanks to Hurricane Wilma, the NFL had a rare Friday night game as the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Miami Dolphins 30-20. Larry Johnson and Priest Holmes each rushed for at least 90 yards and 3 combined touchdowns. Ricky Williams had 6 carries for a loss of 1 yard in his return. That's the ticket ticker. The next one rolls around at 10:10. Breaking sports news first to guarantee it. I'm Brandon Helms, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday morning. From 8 to 10 on Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket.
Right now, while you're listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, a section of your intestine may be popping through your abdominal wall, putting pressure on your spermatic cord.
All right, 953 on The Ticket. Thanks for being a part of our show today. We'll do this again next week, 8 to 10.
Yes, we will. No more weeks off for a while, huh?
No, probably not till... Well, we always take out Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah.
But there's a couple things still remaining.
Yeah.
So, we're playing something. Tiger playing something. I wonder what he's doing today.
My buddies are in town. Okay, I read this, and I have, this to me was very hard to believe. I like scuba diving. Yes. I like snorkeling.
Yes.
So I read that Tiger is a master snorkeler.
Yeah.
Master diver.
Right.
Okay. And he says he can hold his breath up to 4 minutes underwater. And I'm telling you, that's flat out crap. There is no, okay, holding your breath just like when I'm in the pool and my daughter and I will time each other. But that's being totally still, just, you're just trying to zone out, and I might be able to go a minute and a half. And I don't practice it.
That's either. About where I am.
Yeah. But I'm just about lifeless as it is. But when you're diving underwater, you're trying, you know, you're expending energy just kind of right. Moving around and seeing stuff, and then you still got to come back up. I'm saying 4 minutes is a little out of line. I'm thinking
crap.
I think that reality is not part of Tiger.
That's
in that
a long instance. Time, man.
No, that's Churchill. That's why it's wrong.
Yeah.
There's no way 4 minutes.
I wonder what can, you know, we hear about Lance Armstrong's condition, how his X percent body fat, his gaining heart rates in the 30s, and, you know, all that stuff. I wonder where Tiger is and all that. He doesn't have very good genes looking at Earl.
You know, I would compare Tiger only to other golfers. I think, obviously, compared to other pro golfers, he might be the top guy
by a mile.
But compared to a football player, basketball player.
Is there anybody even close to him on the tour in terms of pure physical condition?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Duvall was. I mean,
yeah, Duvall was a nut. So was Keith Clearwater, won the Colonial. Then he got into bodybuilding and screwed up his game.
Yeah.
There's guys that run. There's guys that have trainers. But I don't think anybody is a real fanatic.
I'll tell you one who's a pretty
no, Faldo used to be pretty.
Right. And Mike Weir is a fanatic about strengthening his core. He does some exercises that are just incredible. He stands on the ball, a big ball, and does all his exercises from there. But there's nobody close to Tiger.
Probably not. And a lot of it's genes, too.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how much that's needed. I just don't know.
You know, on days like today, when you got to play 36 or a rain delay or something, I think it makes a difference. You know, walking 18 holes on some of the courses they play,
I agree,
isn't easy. And then you have to add a couple, you know, 9 holes or 18 holes even play 36 in a day.
I think there's a lot of pro golfers out there that think if they play a round of golf, that's a pretty good day of exercise.
Yeah, I know some of them too.
That's what I'm thinking. And when they're not playing on the tour event, they're just practicing. They're not walking.
Mm-mm.
They're hustling in the car just like
anybody else. We know some guys not in that great shape who are on tour.
Yeah, because they realize they don't have to be. You know, it's kind of like you and I talk about business in general. Everybody has a comfort level. Everybody has a comfort level of their success, of their earnings, of, you know, whatever. Right. And when you're a professional athlete, especially a golfer, and you're comfortably in the top 125, and you're comfortably keeping your card, and you're comfortably getting some endorsements, and you're buying the house you've always wanted. You get every car you ever wanted.
Yeah,
got a family. How much you want to bust your nuts to be the best in the world? Not too many people want to do that. One, day they don't want to do it, or two, they can't do it.
Right.
You know, just because you have the desire. You got to have both. You have the desire and the talent, and it's tough to find that.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
So how are our boys doing? Rant's not there yet, huh?
Okay.
Wow.
Well, you know what?
It's early for them. 9:57.
Yeah, but you know what?
I figured
they haven't been here. They haven't been here in such a while, in such a long time.
I think
time.
They were here last week.
No, they weren't.
No?
No.
Yeah, they were.
Were they?
We weren't.
Oh,
ever?
We weren't.
Yeah, good point.
The week before.
So
I ask you this question real quick. Hank Haney's probably top two or three teachers right now, maybe number one. If you took what he makes in a year right now, where does he fall on the money list on the PGA Tour?
Well, bring up the money list. I hate guessing what people make because
I'm just thinking,
I don't care.
I'm just trying to get a career for Paul. You know, Paul's ready to
get into it.
We'll see where he'd go.
Yeah, we're talking about Paul Stankowski. If he can't play golf anymore, and he likes being around people, and he has enough patience to teach people.
Right.
I would never want to teach golf. I mean, it's one thing to give somebody a quick tip like when we're playing, because you and I know each other's game pretty good.
You'd have to have some serious patience. And
but there's no way.
If it were me, I don't have a problem trying to teach somebody who's got a semblance of the knowledge of the game.
Or talent.
But if you got to get somebody coming up there and get no clue, that would kill me.
Yeah.
Tiger's number one at $9.9 million.
Okay, where does about... Geez,
all right, top 30?
Where does top 30 end up?
Number 30 is $1.8 million. Charles Howell third.
All right.
He do better than Charles Howell third?
If I'm a betting man, I say yes.
When's the last time Paul's in top 30?
Yeah. He'd be good. He'd be really good. We'll help him out on that.
I'll talk to him about that.
Yeah, I think we will. I know. I know I couldn't do it.
By the way, Joe Ogilvie is 31st, and Tour Championship's coming up. And he is tied for 5th, I think, or in Disney right now.
Again, I bring this up. Tour Championship used to be a great idea.
Right.
I think its time is coming and gone.
Good and happy Gilmore.
Well, it's just so... You already know who the player of the year is. You pretty much know who the top money winner is going to be. So it's just a nice little pat on the back, nice little $1 million or guaranteed probably $70,000 to the last place guy. No
right.
cut.
Okay.
Where's the entry?
All right, let me give you the bottom. 124 is Kirk Triplett.
Mm.
125 is Hunter Mahan and Patrick Sheehan. Then Todd Hamilton, he's in though.
Yeah.
Then Tag Ridings. He was on the cusp last year, so he's on the cusp again. And then Tommy Armour III, so who's 129th.
Yeah, but he's only 2 years removed of having his career round.
But it's all within $30,000.
Huh.
So, and you even go down to Rocco Media, Tara Vanderwall, J.P. Hayes, Neil Lancaster. They're within $30,000-$40,000.
And they'll think about one or two missed putts they had over the year, and that just killed them.
Either way, they will get to the final stage.
All right, we'll see what happens. See how it all dissects next week. And we have Corby on the guest line. We have Gordo out at the remote. I'm guessing Corby's lost.
Well, the directions suck from our website.
The directions are wrong from our website.
They're wrong, and so Dave and I are basically in Denton.
Huh?
Turning around, coming back. So, where are you, Gordon? You're there?
I'm at Brook Mays, where we're scheduled to be, Corby.
Wow.
So, what exit do I take? I'm heading back south on the highway. What exit should I take to get there?
I'm going
to
make this real easy for you.
The correct one.
Well, you should take the exit, the one that's just north of Business 121, which I think is Fox or something like that. And
okay.
Then exit that, and we're on the... The Brook Mays is at the northwest corner of Business 121 and 35.
All right.
Hmm.
So, heck, I don't know. You may be able to take that Business 121 exit, and it'll get you here.
All right. So how's it going?
You know, it is funny, though, when you try and get directions. Sometimes I'll go to Yahoo Maps. Sometimes I'll go to MapQuest, and they're totally different.
Well, I don't know what the link is that our website has or who they link up with. I think it's MapQuest. But, I mean, it's completely wrong. Oh, it's Google?
Yeah.
Completely wrong.
So if it's a Google, you can actually see it from an aerial view, from a satellite. You just don't know how to get there. That's their big deal now. It's like World Images or whatever. You can actually find your house on a satellite.
I don't trust any directions from the Internet anymore. They're too convoluted. And
they do take you out of the way.
Yeah. I just don't like the fact that they give you every... Like, if you turn out of your driveway, go left 1 foot... You know,
right?
I mean, they give you every single direction that there is to give.
Like, I live in Grapevine, and if I punch in the ticket address, it'll tell me to take 635 to get over here rather than the 114 or the 35. It's the stupidest thing ever. So don't believe it. So you're probably about how far away?
Well, I see Fox Avenue.
Oh, you're fine.
So should I take that, Gordon?
Yeah, Fox Avenue, or can he take Fox and then come down the service road, or should he take the what's that? Yeah, do that, Corby.
Take Fox?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, next week.
Of course, everyone listening, all you need to know is northwest corner of Business 121 and 35. And this is their big get out of the garage sale. They want if you're in a band, it's time to get yourself some decent equipment. They're having a big sale out here. Maybe we'll outfit Corby. Corby, you're kind of a musician these days.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, my band's doing well.
Get those big Dominator speakers you put in your house.
Yeah, Dominator speakers.
What movie was that from? Now, what movie was that from? It was Judge Reinhold was in it. I'm trying to remember. Not Easy Money, Ruthless People, something like that. And he's trying to sell
a
bunch of these
people,
Dominator speakers.
Yeah. And they kidnapped
20 feet high. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm taking Matt to his first concert next week.
What is it?
All right.
Duran Duran?
No, he's funny. His group of friends are all kind of old school. They all like this classic rock. So he wants to go see Styx, Kansas, and Foreigner.
Oh, what?
God.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Just hire him to play his birthday party.
Good point. It'd probably be cheaper.
You bring an earplug?
Than the ticket. You know, I don't mind.
You need a hookup?
No, I got it.
No, he means
for
party supplies.
Oh, no.
I got a guy.
But all right. So I'm taking...
My bass player knows a guy.
I'm taking him and two of his friends, so should be interesting.
So Kansas sang what?
Dust in the Wind.
Carry on our way.
Yeah, Wayward Son.
Wayward Son. That was not it, wasn't it?
Styx had some, and then Foreigner. I don't know. See, at these days, when I saw Chicago with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chicago stunk. Because they had nobody that was their original group.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if any of these Kansas, Foreigner, Styx.
I've seen Styx on a concert on TV. They did live preview. It's all the same guys.
Really?
Yeah. They're old.
Let me put it to you this way. Reiner's band opened up for Styx one time.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't the other way around. Then it was really defeated.
Reiner's band probably could draw about as much as Styx locally.
Yeah. I'm a...
Mike Reiner's Styx. Wait, where are they playing at?
At Mike Reiner's Dallas, Fort Worth.
Smirnoff, yeah.
Wow.
Smirnoff. I bet you it'll be...
That's going to be an empty place.
I'll bet you more crowd than you think. Or then maybe not, because they got pretty good tickets.
All right, so of those three groups, which is the lead group? Which is the final group plays?
I bet you they... You know, Chicago and Earth, Wind, Fire play at the same time.
Yeah, but they won't.
On different stages?
No, together. They played their own stuff. And then they played a bunch of medleys together. So I'm guessing they're all going to play at the same time, all different songs at the same time, and nobody knows the difference.
That sounds good.
I think it'll be happening. But I don't know. So I like Styx. I have something.
So all right. Well, thank you, Rick.
On the ticket.
All right, coming up next, the big show from Brooke Mays. This is going to be a keeper.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. People do win. The P1 perfect pair.
Justin!
According to recent reports, by the year 2030, every major Texas city will have a Latino majority. Is your business ready to communicate with those potential consumers? Or do you think that fractured high school Spanish is enough?
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
The Spanish-speaking population is the fastest-growing demographic segment in Texas. If your office isn't ready to adapt, call 214-247-2200. That's the number for BOSS. And for a fraction of the cost of hiring, training, and maintaining a bilingual workforce, they can provide all your bilingual services, whether it's answering phones, billing, collections, or translating. BOSS is committed to providing you excellent bilingual office services. Stop struggling in a language you don't understand, and let the experts at BOSS handle your call.
Buenas tardes, Departamento de Ventas. ¿Le puedo ayudar?
Call 214-247-2200 and let BOSS help your business. Call today and ask about their guaranteed service and 3-month trial membership. BOSS, 214-247-2200. If you can improve your gas mileage up to 40% on the car you own right now, you do it, right? Unfortunately, the technology is not there for your car, but it is there for your home through Atlas Star Energy. Atlas Star Energy can reduce the cost of your heating and cooling bills by as much as 40%. That's right, savings up to 40%. That's a big number if you consider your last utility bill. With winter looming and rising natural gas and electricity prices, better buckle down for a long, expensive winter. Unless you call Atlas Star Energy today, 214-764-1331. Now, Atlas Star Energy is not an energy provider, but an energy saver. Their efficiency expertise is unmatched. Who else is promising a reduction in utility bills up to 50%? Don't pay another dime you don't have to because of insufficient insulation in your home. Call Atlas Star Energy to set up a free consultation, 214-764-1331. In fact, call before 5 p.m. this Friday. Receive a free home weatherization package, 214-764-1331.
Check an email and somebody writes,
hey. Who?
What? I'm gearing up for my favorite season. Ooh, time to think of scary things.
Oh, what's the scariest thing you can think of?
Ooh, buying a new car.
That's not scary.
It's not?
No, not at Moretz Chevrolet in Fort Worth. They make it easy. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and giving you the best price anywhere.
No hidden tricks or creepy salespeople?
No, not a one. Plus, you can choose from six different vehicles that average over 30 miles to the gallon, starting as low as $89.95.
Ooh,
even the largest SUV, the Suburban, averages a surprising 19 miles to the gallon.
Oh.
And if you still need to be scared, just drop by and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house. It's the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin right out of Moritz's pumpkin patch.
So there's no...
No ghosts or goblins, just great deals at Moritz Chevrolet, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth. Or go to MoritzChevrolet.com for details. Chevy, an American revolution.
So I guess I'll go back to thinking the second scariest thing.
If you want a great deal on a diamond, call thediamonddoctor.com.
Going through a divorce is a very stressful and emotional trauma to anyone who has gone through one or is going through one. During this time, there is much uncertainty and fear that can go through your mind about the present and the future. If you have children, you have to secure your relationship with them. Property may need to be divided to give you a future. Debts need to be divided, which may impact your quality of life. Temporary living arrangements may need to be made while the divorce is pending. It is a time you need your family and friends to be there for you, and there's no substitute for them. Hi, my name is Randy Essenberg, and I'm a divorce attorney. There's no substitute for good legal advice during this time of uncertainty. I invite you to call me, and I will set up a time to help guide you through the divorce questions you may have. I charge a $100 consultation fee for my time. You'll feel better making decisions from a position of knowledge rather than fear and uncertainty.
If divorce seems to be the only solution, call Randy Essenberg, centrally located off Simmons Freeway in Dallas. Call 214.
Like this 03 Eclipse for $99 per month, or this new 05 GMC Denali, discounted by 15.
I'm a second grade school teacher on a teacher's salary, which can be limiting. I was pretty sure that LASIK was completely out of my budget until one of the teachers at my school told me about Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Dr. Booth. He offers a special savings plan for teachers and their families. I met Dr. Booth personally at my free consultation. He assured me that he would help make my Wavefront Custom View Intralasic procedure affordable. Well, as you can probably guess, today I have 20/15 vision, and as Dr. Booth promised, it was affordable, even on a teacher's salary. Thanks, Dr. Booth, for my incredible new sight. My second graders thank you, too.
When it comes to fantastic vision, choose Dr. Booth, the nation's most experienced intralasic surgeon. Great vision and affordable financing options are a free screening away. Call 214-328-0444. On the web, it's Booth with an E, lasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444. Call today.
Through the race.
Haven't got a clue. Hey, did you see me fall right by that car in my dust? It's like you were standing still. Thank the sponsors and break out the champagne.
When you have an HD TV with DLP picture technology from Texas Instruments, the clarity is so razor sharp, so lifelike. You're not just watching, you're there.
You know what, honey? I gotta make a pit stop.
Excuse me?
Oh, honey, I am starving. I keep passing the bridge when I can't stop.
Be sure your next HD TV has DLP picture technology from Texas Instruments. It doesn't get any more real than this.
Breaking sports news now.
Odds Again was a baby when Phil Garner was a player in the majors. The sticker brought to you by Brooke Mays Music and Colwell & Sons. But decades later, the two find themselves as opposing managers in the 2005 edition of the World Series. That matchup has the younger Guillen just a bit excited.
He was a player. I was like 2 years old. When he manages the Brewers, I love the way his style is managed. He's aggressive. He's not as fair. He will protect his player real well. I keep my hat to him.
Guillen will send Jose Contreras to oppose Roger Clemens, who will throw out the first pitch tonight at 6:30. Number 2 UT and number 10 Texas Tech will square off in a Big 12 showdown today at 2:30 in Austin. Both come in with a 6-0 record and a 3-0 conference record, but Texas has played a harder non-conference schedule than Tech. But Longhorn head coach Mack Brown still feels the pressure building.
You're sitting in a position where college game day is here, national TV game, and we told the coaches and the players, you work so hard to be at this position at midseason, don't feel the pressure and don't worry about it. Enjoy it.
Other games of note include Baylor at Oklahoma, TCU visiting Air Force, Texas A&M at Kansas State, and a game heard here on the ticket, SMU at Tulsa beginning at 2. The Texas Rangers have granted permission to the Los Angeles Dodgers to talk with pitching coach Oral Hershiser about their manager position. Hershiser pitched for the Dodgers from 1983 to 1994. That's the Ticket Ticker. Our next ticker comes at 10:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Brendan Helms reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday mornings 10 to 12:30 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Davidson or Dave Lane. We're out on location at Brook Mays Music in Louisville. We're at the northwest corner of Business 121 and 35 in Louisville. Stop by here, register to win four tickets and a parking pass to the Mavs-Clippers preseason game.
We'll be giving you the business for 2 hours.
He is the Cobra.
What?
Here is Cobra.
Hey, call me the Cobra.
Where are we getting dropped?
There we go. We got it. Come visit us during the Rant Remote.
We'll be giving you the business for 2 hours.
And you were on the air, just you
yeah,
you drop.
The drops we couldn't hear. And yeah.
He is
there you go.
The Cobra.
Register for a chance to win a free electric guitar.
The Cobra.
Also, register for a chance to win our grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. Winner will be drawn from all the Brook Mays Music Group entries on November 1st.
So we're not giving it away today, but you can register today to win.
That's right.
On November 1st.
That's right.
You can get a lot of crap for $1,000 or just one really cool thing.
Come on in and we'll
get a couple cool things for $1,000.
We'll hit you with the business for the whole show.
All right, so
what's up with the business?
Let's talk about our, yeah.
What's going on with all your business?
Hey, so I told Dave, I saw all these Jesuit kids, you know, Jesuit high school.
Yeah.
Out at the lake this morning. And there was probably a couple hundred of them. I'm assuming they're from Jesuit. Maybe they are actual Jesuits.
Is it Jesuit?
No. It's not.
They're not Jewish?
No. Are you kidding?
Well, the last Christian that was Jewish was Jesus.
And then they killed him?
Yeah.
Look at that, got him. So for their community, I guess they have to do community service, all these rich schools have to do community service, and so they were painting like the whole spillway / bridge at White Rock Lake and picking up garbage.
So does community service remind rich people what it's like to be poor?
Let me tell you this. I don't even think it pays.
Community service?
Yeah.
Then I'm out.
And you know what? Most charity work, you're not going to make a nickel. So why do it?
Oh, you make a lot of money doing charity. A friend of mine used to run the United Way, and he just cleaned up
so much. Scott Murray makes a killing on charity work.
But no, I like went into an old folks home to try to, you know, do some charity work, and they told me that they wouldn't pay me. So I walked out.
You know, I did that too. I went into an old folks home, and none of them recognized me, so I just left. What's the purpose of my celebrity being there if they're not going to acknowledge me?
Wait, you don't... 1310. You don't know...
Is that the one that plays Tommy Dorsey?
No, we bought that. And killed that.
We took that format off the air.
Yeah. It died like you are.
Oh, jeez.
And then you just high-fived and walked out.
Yeah.
I just accidentally tripped over ventilator extension cords.
Gosh. Anyway, so we're at Brook Mays in Louisville.
I set up my hydro growing lab in an old folks home because I figured...
Don't touch anything. I'll be back in a week to set up my lamps.
All right, let's go through our musical equipment. Dave, you have an acoustic and an and electric.
No, I eBayed the electric a long time ago when I needed money.
Oh, no.
You sound like a real success story, David.
Yeah.
What else have you sold?
Nothing.
CD? I heard him sell a soul just a few months ago.
To be young forever.
Stay young always.
Corby and I just made a pact that we're going to stay young together forever.
So awesome. All right, for 10 years, let's say that you had to spend, for 100 years in hell, but the rest of the time, let's say that heaven cuts off at 500 years, which I think it should.
I think that's in the Bible.
The King James Version.
Yeah.
For 100 years, you have to spend 100 years in hell, but you get to remain between 30 and 50 for the rest of your forever.
So I get 100. But each year it changes. One year you could be 49, the next year you'd be 32.
Yeah.
But I have to do 100 years in hell, and then I get 400 years
in
hell?
You have to do 100 years of community service in hell.
Yeah, paint their bridges.
Paint their spillways.
Uh-huh.
But then you get 400 years in heaven.
And then what happens after that?
You die.
I'm confused.
Do you go to church?
As to how you get it set up here. I thought you died and then you went to either heaven or hell.
Yeah, then you have to die again, though.
Oh, it's a cycle of rebirth.
And then you go to Mormon heaven.
Right.
Where the women are hot.
And you have
where
your
the
own,
drinks are flat.
You have your own planet.
Would you take that deal?
Yeah, sure. I'd paint some spillways in hell.
All right, is Davey the most obsessed with youth among us?
I think so.
If anybody was going to make a deal with the devil for earthly success and youth, eternal youth, would it be Davey?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I absorb the youth of young women.
What?
What does that mean? As opposed to them absorbing your oldness?
Well, it's an exchange.
Now, out of the three of us,
full of oldness.
I'm the best at being young.
What's that?
I'm the best at being young, so I deserve to be young.
How are you the best at being young?
I just am.
Okay, how?
You do more drugs than either of us?
No.
Opiate! How are you the best at being young? What does that mean?
I've soaked up more youth than you guys.
Makes no sense. No, I think you do better at positioning yourself at being young.
Mm-hmm.
I've vomited more youth than either of you.
Yeah, he's thrown up more than the both of us, so he's had more success at that.
Yeah, that means he must be younger.
What do you do?
Do for what?
To stay young forever.
Well, okay, what does it mean to be young? I mean, when I was young, I didn't try to go around being young.
No.
You live your natural life.
Whatever, you don't get
it. I do the same things now that I did when I was...
You'll never get it. I'm talking to Dave on the show.
Yeah.
You're old.
Get a clue, man.
Square.
What I think is interesting is that some people equate being young with being drunk.
That's it.
And then somebody's talking that, hey, that's the... you're really living.
Now you're starting to get it.
Right. If you're just drunk all the time, in other words, like the bums that we see begging for change, look how young they're being.
They're so free-spirited.
Look at that. They're so young.
But then again,
they look like 190.
But then again, I look at a guy like Bob Sturm who's never been drunk in his life, and I think, man,
he looks so
old. He was never young.
There's something wrong in the way we teach our kids then.
Right.
We teach our children well.
I think that the best argument for being young is being active, like physically active.
I agree.
Like you are?
No, I'm not. That's where I'm not young. That's where I'm not young.
I agree, because we're going to reach a point where it just ain't happening.
But then again, none of us really are. None of us are real extreme, you know, hey, listen, climbing the cave
side,
you. Yeah, whatever. Climbing that this weekend. You want to come? I can Kilimanjaro. Yeah, I mean, none of us do that. I mean, the youngest any of us get is Corby runs around White Rock.
Yeah.
That's as young as we can get now.
And I think that's...
Hey, we're snowboarding hell! Wanna come? We'll be drunk.
I mean, I like to ski. I like to do things outdoors. I like to ride my bike and stuff. And I don't know if that's more being young as it is just you just like to do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, half the people that run around the lake aren't in their 20s.
So what is being young? Being insecure about yourself?
Yeah.
Being geeky, not having what to say, having nothing?
Having very little money.
Yeah.
Going through women like a...
Like used socks?
Yeah.
Stuck up under your bed?
Right. Maybe it isn't that great.
So I'm telling you, we have this whole culture of youth obsession, and then you step back and go, wait a second, this is kind of Emperor's New Clothes, but don't say anything about it because you haven't really thought it out too much.
I can't
look at
that
guy, how young he is. But then you get people like George who want to be old.
Now that's weird.
That is weird.
He is weird. He wants to be a grandpa already.
Uh-huh. But see, think about, and there's nothing more disgusting than the older woman that just is trying so hard to be young.
Mm-hmm.
What are the most attractive people to us? It's always the people who just seem...
Moms?
What?
Our moms?
No, strippers.
Oh.
Greg Rosengarten.
Attractive to
us. Close.
No, they're the people who just seem to have a sense of their self and just seem to be comfortable with whatever age they are. They don't try to be anything other than they are.
What?
And they're still active and still, they, you know, read, watch TV. They're still plugged in somewhat.
Don't forget about pot.
I won't forget about it. I know I owe you.
Everyone,
speaking of being young, I had a fun experience last night.
Did you?
I went clubbing last night.
You want to tell us about it?
Clubbing?
Next?
Yeah.
All right. I got to hear this.
I danced my ass off, and I'm going to tell you about it next.
Astros win, whoop-de-doo, we're in. The Astros are in the World Series. Yes, I'm the happiest man in the world. 8 to 11, Sunday morning on the Mark Elfmeyer Show, we're talking about the Astros. We'll probably talk Cowboys and Seahawks. We'll probably talk Longhorns and Red.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to suggest that if mixology is the art of the cocktail, then our store should be considered the Louvre of the cocktail. That's because Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend to create a cocktail masterpiece. So come on into Centennial and discover that artistic flair you thought you never had.
Win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
For those of us who enjoy a good vino but lack our own personal wine steward, thank goodness for Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. So if you're spending $7 or $700, you're sure to get more than your money's worth. And that may be even better than having your very own wine steward.
Honey, are you listening online at this moment? I love streaming. It's convenient, it's easy to do, and I can do it on my terms. Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you want your car buying experience to be this simple, log on or click through to FreemanToyota.com. Our managers are waiting to give you everything you need to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. We'll give you a selling price, trade-in value, payments, and term. We'll even deliver your vehicle and your paperwork to your home or office to save you time. At FreemanToyota.com, get all the information you need to purchase a vehicle and do it on your terms. Here are just a couple of examples of the savings that we are offering right now. Drive away with a fuel-efficient Camry Luxury Edition for $299 a month for 36 months. Or choose a Corolla or Matrix for $249 a month for 36 months, and both of these lease offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Contact us by logging on to FreemanToyota.com to save you time and money. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS. Freeman Toyota, where character...
...is only $11.99 at Romano's Macaroni Grill. This deliciously...
Bob, put down the gas pump.
What? Who is that?
It is I, the ghost of Cars Past.
Yeah, right.
Here to take this gas-guzzling plunker off your hands.
What?
Don't look at the pump. The cost alone will scare you.
Okay, this is weird.
Bob, it's time for something more economical. So come check out the huge selection at Maritz Chrysler Jeep. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and the best price anywhere.
So how do I get there if you take my car?
Follow me. We'll trade it in. And while we're there, we'll pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house, plus a free pumpkin.
Does it turn into a Jeep?
No, it's just a pumpkin.
Oh.
Hurry while supplies last and see the full line of Chrysler Jeep cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the redesigned 2006 TT Cruiser and the all-new 7-seat Jeep Commander. Maritz Chrysler, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or go to MaritzChrysler.com. Chrysler, inspiration comes standard.
Hey, Ghost, how can I follow you if I can't see?
Good point. Move over. I'll drive.
Accounting, this is Janet.
Hola, ¿me podría ayudar? Necesito ayuda.
Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm not very well versed in Spanish.
Nada más necesito ayuda ahora.
Could you hold on just a minute, ma'am?
Pero me podría...
Does anyone speak Spanish here? Is there anyone that can help me?
With the Spanish-speaking population becoming the fastest-growing demographic segment in Texas, it's now more important than ever to reach out and serve this area of our population. Boss Communications, your bilingual office service, is here to help. Call today at 214-247-2200 to discover what Boss Communications can offer your business. Answering services, billing, collections, translating, business support. Whatever your bilingual needs are, they will fit it. Boss is so confident in their services that they're offering a 3-month trial membership. Give Boss a call. For a fraction of the cost of hiring, training, and maintaining a bilingual workforce or employee, Boss can be your bilingual partner. Boss Communications, your bilingual office service. 214-247-2200. 214-247.
Number 99, Office Depot.
Spend twice as much as you need to on groceries. Spend twice as much as you need to on gas. Spend twice as much as you need to on electric bills. Sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? Well, most homes in Dallas-Fort Worth don't have enough insulation, so you could be spending twice as much as you need to heat and cool your house. Atlas Star Energy can reduce the cost of your utility bills by as much as 40%, almost half. Can you imagine getting an electric bill at the end of the month that's half as much as it is now? Don't let another dime go out of your wallet that doesn't have to. Call Atlas Star Energy today and set up your free consultation. 214-764-1331. Call before Friday at 5 and you'll receive a free home weatherization package. 214-764-1331. 214-764-1331. Or log on to atlasstarenergy.net. Atlas Star Energy. Cut your utility bills in half. Call Atlas Star Energy today. 214-764-1331. 214-764-1331.
SailBite is on a great selection of brand new too.
Hi, my name is Randy Essenberg, and I'm a divorce attorney here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. During a divorce, there's a lot of fear and uncertainty, and that's why there's no substitute for good legal advice during this time. Debts need to be divided, and property may need to be divided to ensure that you can have a stable future. Most importantly, if you have kids, you want to make sure you can have a secure relationship with them. That's why I invite you to click on the logo or call me at 214-630-1484. I've spent 20 years practicing law, handling divorces, and I understand what you're going through. I'm there to help. My consultation fee is $100, and I'll handle your divorce ethically and responsibly with you and your kids my utmost priority. Divorce is a time to rely on your family and friends, and I can be there to lead you through this difficult time.
If divorce seems to be the only solution, call Randy Essenberg, centrally located off Simmons Freeway in Dallas. Call 214-630-1HUG. 214-630-1HUG. Licensed to practice the general practice of law.
Yesterday, talks about playing both positions.
When you're standing up and you're getting the run block, the guys are coming off a little bit lower than you, so you gotta get your pads in a better position. It's up, you know, other than when you're coming down from a defensive end stance, you're already low and you can come off on them.
Wearing his defensive mates bring their number 6 rated defense against the number 1 rated Seattle offense Sunday at 3:05 p.m. while the Cowboys count down to kickoff begins at 1 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Tonight's first game of the World Series will feature two teams who haven't been in a World Series since 1960. The Houston Astros' first appearance comes in their 44th year of existence, and the Chicago White Sox are in for the first time since 1959. Roger Clemens and Jose Contreras are the pitching principals. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30. On Fox 4, the biggest showdown of the 2005 Big 12 season comes down at 2:30 this afternoon in Austin. UT is 6-0 with the number 2 ranking, while Tech is also 6-0 and ranked number 10. Tech head coach Mike Leach sums up this week's opponent.
I think they're good. They big, strong guys. They played together well this year. How do we match up? Difficult to say, really.
You can see the game on WFAA Channel 8. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, it's not just the number of ingredients, but how they interact that counts. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients to bring out their full potential. Centrum is balanced and complete. Tech Ticka Ticka rolls around at 10:50. Breaking sports news first to guaranteed. I'm Brandon Helms reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings 10 to noon on Sports Radio 13 down the ticket.
Camp Powwow DSW March Cobra Fest, Saturday, October 29th at Fort Worth Dog Park. Pet adoption, stupid pet tricks, attack dog demonstrations, and other doggy Olympic games. Details at theticket.com. Brought to you by FINA and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
1034 Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, live on location in Louisville. You know, we finally caved into the pressure. Gotten so many emails, and of course, after the morning show, I sit at my desk and take calls for a couple hours.
Whatever. So that's a lie.
Had so many people communicating to us that, hey, you guys don't take the rant to Louisville enough. So I go back in the sales department. I crack some heads. I said, find us a place that will allow us to broadcast out there.
This had nothing
and now we're
to
at
do
Brook Mays.
With you.
I have responded to you, the P1s, and we are in Louisville. Come by Brook Mays, northwest corner of Business 121 and 35. Don't follow the directions on the ticket website. They're crap.
Is that an El Chico over there? We're behind El Chico.
Which is always a dangerous place to be.
Behind.
Downwind.
That's closed, though. That's for lease.
Is it?
Ooh, Dave, we could open up our business.
What's our business?
Being young.
Being Young, Inc.?
Yeah, you just, you know, sell youthful supplies. Like little vomitoriums you can put on your nightstand.
Vomitorium?
What do they call it? Chamber pots, but...
Well, now they're vomitoriums.
Am I the only guy who still uses a chamber pot? I mean...
Like in Deadwood, just have it in the corner?
Okay, that's a show that I... My problem is... Okay, here's the update on my TV watching. Veronica Mars tried to watch one episode without.
Veronica Mars?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's one that some people recommended.
What channel's that on? Never even heard of it.
Three. I don't know.
That's your satellite channel.
So, Veronica Mars, extras, I'm already out on that. Watched 1.5 episodes, couldn't take it.
You're already out on that?
Yeah. You watch it?
I've only seen the first episode.
Yeah, I've seen them all.
And it was just boring.
Yeah.
Just absolutely boring.
Pretty boring.
You didn't like the Ben Stiller one? You didn't stick around for the whole one?
I watched a bit of that.
I thought Ben Stiller was funny.
Ben Stiller was funny, but that Ricky Gervais guy needs to be funny. I mean, he needs to be real office-like, like he was in Greatness.
But
he's trying to branch out.
I cranked up, started watching Daily Show and Conan again. Those are good.
Yeah.
And, you know, The Daily Show, my problem is that I consume The Daily Show in a way that other people don't, which is I watch, like, three of them in a row because, you know, I just got to catch up with them, skip all the interviews, just watch the bits and everything. And if you're watching that much, you get an overdose of smartassness, you know.
I don't watch that show.
But that same style, John, you know, everything's in that. That
right. Is it a really good show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real good. It is really good.
But, yeah, they're fake reports. That all of those correspondents have the same delivery, you know.
Yeah, they don't distinguish in personality any. It's the same style of humor for each one of them.
They all basically copy Steve Carell.
But Steve Carell? Which one is he?
He's the 40-year-old virgin.
He was the original.
Oh, was he the original?
Yeah, he was the first.
He was the first correspondent.
Uh-huh. He was also in the American office, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he's the main guy, yeah.
That's gotten funnier. That's gotten better.
Hey, I thought that second episode they had, or third one, was great. The racial sensitivity training was one of the funniest episodes I've ever seen.
That the inter-office basketball game episode?
No.
Where he picked the black guy in the office, and the black guy ended up being the worst player on the court. Couldn't even dribble.
Why is that funny to you?
It's just like seeing a gay black guy. It's just funny.
We are certainly out here at Brook Mays now. All right, so now I'm trying to get into Lost, and I am...
How?
Just hear me
out.
Did
you get season one on DVD?
Yeah, P1 gave me the season one on DVD. And so last night I sit down, and I always have to do these things the same way. I always get in on a series about second or third season in.
and you're doing the catch-up.
And then I'm just having to do the massive catch-up of just marathon after marathon. So last night I watched 8 episodes of Lost, the first 8 episodes.
You get sucked in?
That's good. It is really good.
Yeah.
And the reason it's really good is that they don't... I almost think the key to good TV shows is the underacting. Don't overact. Like, I hate the way... Like, on Nip Tuck, you watch Nip Tuck?
Yeah, I like Nip Tuck.
And Dr. McNamara, I hate his exposition all the time. Hey, Sean, we're going to have to do this. Doing this is, means that we would have to do this. He explains too much.
Uh-huh.
You know? He treats the viewer as if they're dumb because they're always resetting.
Yeah.
Lost doesn't do that, which I like.
Yeah, they do expect you to be with the program.
Yeah. You have to keep up, listen to what they're saying, listen at the subtle things. So I'm only 8 episodes in.
I love the flashbacks. That's the genius.
Yeah, the backstory.
The backstory is the genius of that show.
Okay, and I was criticizing Sopranos and Nip Tuck this week because it seems like they kind of came up with about 3 episodes, right, the first season. Or actually, the first season was pretty good. And then it started kind of wavering, fishtailing.
Of Nip Tuck?
Yeah. I don't think it's near as good as what it used to be.
I
kind
want
of jumped the shark a little bit. But,
well, because it spirals out of control.
That's what it does, right.
They don't have a...
They didn't master plan.
They don't have a grand arc,
right,
you know, storyline. So it just kind of... They write this episode,
uh-huh,
and then they write this episode.
Right. That's exactly right. It seems like they write an episode at a time with Nip Tuck, rather than when they sat down and said, hey, look, we're going to sell this pilot and everything, but I want to have the first 3 seasons planned out in case it gets picked up, because I want to make sure all this makes sense. And there's no loose end that doesn't come back in.
Is that normal, though, for TV shows?
I don't know.
You just leave everything, you leave the characters open-ended enough to where you can build upon it.
I've 8 episodes into Lost, and they master plan that thing wonderfully. I mean, everything they come back to is just great. You know, you wonder, like, I, of course, one of the first big episodes I remember really surprising everyone was when, what's his name, Locke, when they explained why he was looking down at his feet right after they crashed.
Right.
Because he was paralyzed. And then he had this plane crash, and now he can move again. And it was great when they brought that back around.
Well, that's weird. Wait a minute. The plane crash tricked his spine into moving?
Yeah, but they haven't explained it.
They haven't explained how he was paralyzed in the first place, and they haven't explained why he was able to walk when he, you know, landed in the plane crash.
See, I'm so far behind that
you're gonna have to marathon.
No, I give up.
Yeah, you either.
I give up. It's like Nip Tuck for me. I just give up. I just can't. You know, I'm into a couple shows. There's no TV shows now that I watch. None.
Sounds like you're remaining young.
Yeah, I'm really, real hip. You know what I watch?
Murder, She Wrote, and Agatha Christie.
I watch. I watch Two and a Half Men, the Charlie Sheen sitcom.
Huh.
I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Not as good this season.
Boy, it is.
You know what?
Remember
how Seinfeld just got ridiculous in the last couple of years? I thought all their storylines were just so over the top and in your face.
Yeah, after a point, Larry David gets crazy head.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, and the difference between Curb Your Enthusiasm now and the way it was in the beginning is before, Larry David was very good at the subtlety of it. Situations would just kind of slowly build into a real tension.
Not anymore, though.
Yeah, now he's just manic.
It's rapid fire.
Yeah, he's manic and just will yell at people, and, you know, it's not as good. And maybe he can save it, you know, but the first few episodes haven't been that good. So what are we on? We're on Lost. Yeah, so far, 8 episodes in. Very good. Enjoying it.
And you're TiVoing the new season, so you'll just pick up
yes
as soon as you finish episode 2.
How many episodes are there in the...
Well, here's the thing. Is I sit there and I go, oh, maybe it was one of those deals where the first season they only did like 12 episodes.
Now it's
like 25 episodes or something crazy like that.
It wasn't that many, was it?
Yeah.
Wow. But, you know, it was so frustrating. I mean, you have the benefit of being able to rapid-fire them. I remember watching season 1. It was so frustrating because they would have, like, 3 weeks between episodes sometimes.
All right, well, this is what you do, or at least this is what I've done in my life. I never watch things as they go anymore. I'm just willing to say, look, I'm not watching the season of Lost. I'll catch it when the season DVDs come out. I watch it in 2 days.
Yeah, I don't have enough, you know, I have an old school TiVo. I don't have enough memory to stockpile too much.
Oh, Dave.
Well, I could also do, like, Cowboy games. You know, I watch Cowboy games. I will TiVo the game, and then I'll go do something for 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
And then blow through it in an hour.
Yeah, because I'm not on TiVo. I'm on the PVR,
yeah.
Which has a 30-second advance.
Right. So you just skip play.
Yeah, all I watch is just snap after snap after snap, and I can plow through a game in an hour. Which annoys George is all, you know, whatever, the drama, the build-up, nah, screw that. I just want to see the action. That's it.
You know what, I do the same thing. I'm always, if I'm watching a game on TV, if I'm not actually going to the game, Cowboy game, then I started about an hour into it.
Where you can skip commercials.
Yeah.
I kind of have nothing worse than when you keep going and all of a sudden you're caught up.
Yeah, and it's like,
so you pause and go fix a sandwich.
Yeah.
See, I kind of have to watch it live because I want to know what's happening as it happens. But
you're in the Situation Room.
Yeah, I'm in the Situation Room when I'm watching the Cowboy game. But, you know, when I was at ACL, you know, I missed the...
ACL.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I tore my ACL. I'm a big guy.
No, Austin City Limits.
Oh.
Ooh, look at me. Look at my big knee.
Ooh.
Look at the swelling. I got a mastodon tendon installed.
No, but that was the week of the 49er game, the big comeback, you know. And I kept hearing people, you know, texting their buddies and getting score updates. And so I heard that they won, and it was a huge comeback. So that Monday, you know, I had TiVo'd the game, and I did that same thing, just watched snap after snap after snap and watched it, you know, in an hour and 15 minutes, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I can't do that when it's actually happening.
The worst, though, is if you live in an apartment complex and you're trying to do my system of waste time for 3 hours.
You hear people cheering.
Oh, gosh, yes, in the apartment. Like, oh, my God, ah! You just hear sex and...
It's weird. Because,
no, they're watching the game.
I've been to your house, but I've never been to your apartment. It's so weird.
Do you have two lives? Are you leading separate lives?
Why do you always invite me to your house, but I never go to your apartment? Are you embarrassed?
Yeah. It's no secret I don't do as well as you, Corby.
I know. I mean,
I'm not on hardline proper.
Sure. Sure.
Are you in proper now?
No.
No. All right. So what we were going to talk about here was my
clubbing
last night.
Yeah.
Clubbing last night. And I need to tell you about it because a lot of interesting things happened. There were other radio people involved, and it was
weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
So
Mark Davis?
Next?
What?
Mark Davis?
What'd you say? What did he say and you said? You both said something at the same time, and I heard...
Were you hanging out with Mark Davis?
Mark Davis is saying...
You know, it's important to start your day off with a nutritious breakfast, and it's the same with the rest of your life. Get off to a good start by enrolling at your local Dallas Community College. Think of us as yogurt and granola for your future. To start the rest of your life off right, check out the hundreds of career-enhancing courses offered days, nights, weekends, and online at your neighborhood Dallas County Community College. Visit dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
Hey, you're listening to the radio online. But did you know, with the same internet connection, you could be earning college credit? Dallas Telecollege. Complete a degree, transfer credits, or get the skills you need for a promotion or new job. It's accessible through the internet, so classes are flexible with no on-campus requirements or set meeting times. Courses start all the time, and they're inexpensive, too. Credit courses through the Dallas County Community Colleges transfer to all Texas State Colleges and universities. Log on to dallastelecollege.dccc.edu. That's dallastelecollege.dccc.edu.
Metroplex in the last 50 years.
Aw, you guys, thanks. But I've known about this for a week now.
Well,
sure.
Did you know Pamela Anderson's going to jump out of that cake?
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, okay, Pam, take five.
Okay.
Sorry, you just can't surprise me. I'm way ahead of you.
So you didn't know the new Kias from Maritz Kia in Fort Worth come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty?
Huh?
Yeah, and right now you can get $6,000 off MSRP and a free flip-down DVD player with a 2005 Kia Sedona EX.
Wow!
Plus, did you know a 2005 Kia Spectra LX starts as low as $10,995 and the Sorento LX as low as $14,995? And all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now that is the power of surprise.
I can't believe it. You got me. You bought me a new Kia.
Surprise! No.
Oh, well. I'm not surprised.
Hurry into Moritz Kia today and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the Cutting Edge Haunted House, the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin while supplies last. See our ad in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram or visit MoritzKia.com for details. Moritz Kia, I-30 West and Las Vegas Trail in Fort Worth. Kia, the power of surprise.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to remind you that all the hoopla regarding wine lately is not a recent phenomenon. In fact, Roman emperors often relied on advisors to make sure they had the right wine for each meal, a much more enviable position than, say, the royal food taster, who was lucky just to survive each meal. Nowadays, they're Centennial. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. And they understand that while you want the perfect wine for the occasion, you don't want to have to pay a king's ransom to get it. So you never again have to pick wine from the supermarket shelf unless you have a little of the food taster in you.
You could win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley Wine Country. Quickly open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits at Centennial. CentennialWines.com.
As a recreational cyclist, I really enjoy getting exercise and biking with my family. But when my glasses are covered in sweat and sliding down my nose, or my contacts dry out from a slight headwind, cycling just isn't as much fun. That's why I call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. The staff was very helpful, and Dr. Booth's experience was exactly what I was looking for. After my Wavefront Custom View Intralasic procedure, I can see 20/15, and not only do I enjoy cycling more, almost every aspect of my life has improved as well. And thanks to an incredible financing plan, my new vision was more affordable than I ever thought it could be. I even used my Flex Plan dollars to cover part of the procedure. My great vision is a dream come true, and I owe it all to Dr. Booth.
Don't live another day with the restrictions of corrective eyewear. Call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center today for your free screening. 214-328-0444. Learn more online at boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444.
Hi.
Boo.
What?
I'm gearing up for my favorite season. Ooh, time to think of scary things.
Oh. What's the scariest thing you can think of?
Ooh, buying a new car.
That's not scary.
It's not?
No, not at Moritz Chevrolet in Fort Worth. They make it easy. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and giving you the best price anywhere.
No hidden tricks or creepy salespeople?
No, not a one. Plus, you can choose from six different vehicles that average over 30 miles to the gallon, starting as low as $89.95.
Ooh,
even the largest SUV, the Suburban, averages a surprising 19 miles to the gallon.
Oh.
And if you still need to be scared, just drop by and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the Cutting Edge Haunted House. It's the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin right out of Moritz's pumpkin patch.
So there's no...
No ghosts or goblins, just great deals at Moritz Chevrolet, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth. Or go to MoritzChevrolet.com for details. Chevy, an American revolution.
So I guess I'll go back to thinking the second scariest thing.
Eagles, then the Giants, and now the Seattle Seahawks. Their offense features the NFL's leading rusher in Sean Alexander, the fourth-rated quarterback in Matt Hasselbeck, and a balanced receiving corps. Head coach Bill Parcells is aware of the tough challenge ahead for his defense.
They have a very good offensive line, Seattle, and a very good runner and a good experienced quarterback. They're going to give us a lot of trouble. This is probably, I'd say, balance-wise, this would be the best offense we've played so far.
The teams will kick off Sunday at 3:05, while the pregame show begins at 1 here on the ticket. UT will host Texas Tech in a showdown between the second-ranked Longhorns and 10th-ranked Red Raiders. Both teams are 6-0 and 3-0 in the Big 12. Kickoff begins at 2:30 on WFAA Channel 8. Other area games include Baylor at Oklahoma, Texas A&M at Kansas State, TCU at Air Force, and SMU at Tulsa, with pregame beginning at 1:30 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The Dallas Stars take on the Calgary Flames at the AA seed tonight at 7. The Stars come in with a 4-3 record, while the Flames are 3-4-1. Goalie Marty Turco has struggles on his way to his 3.65 goals against average, which is 36th in the NHL. That's the Ticket Ticker. The next ticker will start at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Brendan Helms, reminding you to remember the famous never listening to The Rant. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Never hesitate to reach for the last beer or the last slice of pizza. But not both. That's just plain wrong.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, The Rant at Bookmaze Music. The northwest corner of Business 121 and Simmons. Stop by and see us. We got a lot of deals. You can get a Squire Bullet guitar for only $99. Sonata acoustic guitars, regularly $260, now for $89.99. Lots of music deals here. So get started. If you've always wanted to learn how to play, you know, both of you guys did that in the time that I have known you, and I was very proud of you for doing that. You both were late starters on guitar, always wanted to learn how to play, and then in your adulthood just bought one and learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I kind of stalled out. I don't know any more now than I knew 5 years ago.
Well, don't worry about that part of it. The point is you got over that initial hump. And Corby kept playing.
I want lessons.
Corby got good.
Will you give me lessons?
Yeah, I'll give
you
lessons.
You have patience for lessons?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not that much better than you are, but
you're plenty good enough to give me lessons.
But
if I could catch up to you, I would be ecstatic.
What would you do with it?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Play for my kids?
Well, big announcement here. You have a couple kids?
Yeah.
Now, because you were adopted, so if you have kids, they are going to just be, they'll be adopted genetically.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's carried to the father.
You pass it down.
You won't be a father even if you have a kid.
Well, actually, you get it from your grandfather. It's like your hairline.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's recessive or dominant or I don't know.
Don't all the adopted kids come out of the chute with, you know, ratty clothing and everything?
Ratty clothing, and they have, instead of hands, their little rat claws.
Right. And they immediately look up and say, "Hello, governor."
Just swimming with lice.
Anyway, so last night, I give myself a Brazilian wax and head out on the town.
You're ready for action.
Ready. Ready for action. And this is after laying on my couch. I laid on my couch watching that Lost, 8 hours worth. Until I when I got up, I gained 20 pounds. It was such sloth.
You were atrophied.
Yeah. I could barely move my arms and legs.
You were peeling yourself off the material.
I had to do 2 hours of physical therapy before I could go out clubbing. So, it was like 11 o'clock, and I say, you know what, if I'm going to go, I need to...
You had the invite?
It was an invitation party.
Well, here's the deal. My girlfriend is out of town, my live-in.
Hey, now.
So, I have free reign. I can go crazy with my privates. I can do whatever I want to do, right? So,
Norm,
I took a baseball bat to the house. That didn't satisfy my bloodlust, so I realized I had to go out on the town.
So you got a few cats?
Yeah, a few feral cats wore their pelts on my head. And so I decided to go out. So I go to Deep Ellum. I went to Richard's thing last night. You know, Richard was having his big party, his wake, his
right
funeral, his viewing. I don't know what it was.
What?
Richard Hunter, who was, fired from the ticket.
He had a big... going away
party. It was supposed to be his third anniversary party of the show, and it got canceled, so he just turned it into his going away party. So I went out there to Lizard Lounge.
Lizard Lounge?
It's east of Swiss and Good Latimer.
It's by the gay bathhouse that we used to go to.
That's for off air. That's off air.
I have never been in the Lizard Lounge ever.
Me neither.
I've been there twice. I can't remember the first time I went there for what reason. I remember
some coke.
I just remember making out with some guy in the corner because I didn't have any money, and that's the only way he'd give me the stuff. It wasn't a good memory.
That's all right.
So I go to the Lizard Lounge. There's Richard, and there's his wife, and then Dennis Hoff, who's the owner of the Bunny Ranch. He's there with all these hoes that he's brought in.
He's
with all these from the clubhouse. They're all over the place.
Hot?
And, yeah, a lot of them are hot. And then they have these, Lizard Lounge has these go-go dancers, and they're dancing up on their little platform.
I bet they were hotter than anyone.
Yeah.
Why wasn't I invited?
There were some hot ones there.
Anyone was invited.
And so there was just all of this, there were just ovaries everywhere that just made you crazy. So Richard was there, this Dennis Hoff, then there was a guy named, and see, Richard's now all paired up with 105.3, I guess. I don't know.
Well, he was on there. He was on Plugs and Kelly yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Were they there?
I think someone told me Plugs was, but I don't know which one he was or anything like that.
By the way, they're good eggs, both those guys.
And
Plugs in Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on board with him because she voted me her local celebrity she'd most want to sleep with. So well, I totally agree.
What time is their show on? They're real nice. It's a nooner show.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're real nice people.
Yeah. They seem nice.
I don't think
I'm by the show.
My radio dial doesn't go that far.
Stuff. Stuff to get that high.
So Pugs was supposed to be there, or he was there. And then Tom Likas, who's some national person they have that they run, he was there too.
Tom Likas is there?
Yeah. And then Kevin Scott was there too.
Kevin was there?
Kevin Scott. Yeah, I didn't see
him. He told me he was going to go.
With Compound Fracture or by himself?
Oh, yeah, I forgot his wife is named Compound Fracture. She got in a car accident once, Dave, that had a compound
like
fracture.
14 years
yes,
ago.
Why do you brand her with that?
We basically made it out to the people who see her out
in camp for forever.
Because we said that she lost her leg. And so now people are like, wow, I mean, your prosthetic feels so real. I mean, they'll walk up to her and stare at her leg.
Right.
Poor girl. And she sprained her ankle, basically.
No, it was bad. Yeah, it really was a compound fracture. Her shin, like, came through her, I want to say her armpit or something like that.
It came out of her temple.
That's hot.
It was pretty bad.
So what did y'all do?
What do you mean, what did
we
do?
Is the Lizard Lounge a dance club?
Yeah. Dance club, you know, the subwoofers.
It's like
rattling your...
It's kind of by... You know where Seven is?
No.
On Gaston, that movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's like behind there.
Were y'all doing stuff from the movie Seven?
Yeah. Yeah, I went in this back room and put on that apparatus.
Got one of the strippers.
Oh, it's still one of the... That was the worst first date I ever had in my life.
When you put on the apparatus?
No.
Seven?
No, when I took a girl to go see Seven, I thought it was a romantic comedy.
Brad Pitt and...
Yeah, Brad Pitt
and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, this is going to be good, you know? Maybe get us in the mood. And so we leave the theater, and I'm totally in the mood, and she's completely turned off.
You get in your car and slip on the machine mask and turn to her. Are you ready?
Get in the car, and I just zip up the center zipper of the mask where nothing is visible. That is the most disturbing movie ever.
I know. I saw it once, and I'll never see it again.
You never seen it again?
No.
I don't need to.
I couldn't afford an apparatus, so I just lashed a couple of steak knives.
Huh. Okay, David?
Like splints.
Well, now that we found out how much Dave makes, I don't know that he should be having to improvise his own apparatus. Can't you apply for a government grant if you don't have the money for the apparatus?
He should.
In case you've never seen the apparatus in Seven, it's like a
grated steel...
It's like a pair of leather underwear, but... On the front of it, it has basically a scimitar. What's disturbing?
Imagine the Eiffel Tower made of razor blades and sharp objects, and that's used for sexual...
Thank you so much, Corby, for being here with us today.
Thank you. All right, let's not
talk about Seven. So anyway, so I'm out in the Deep Ellum area, and I hit a couple other clubs. And
you did not.
Yeah.
You
ventured out from Lizard Lounge and
yeah.
Where did you go? Who'd you go with?
I'm by myself.
I'm Tomcat.
You bar hops by yourself.
Yes.
This is the Duck Burl.
Yes, I do.
I don't know if I buy this.
I don't buy this either. And are you still not drinking Gordo?
Still not drinking Gordo.
Huh. You were X-ing your balls off, though, right?
Oh, that's certainly descriptive. And no, David, is the answer.
So where else did you go?
I went down there to along that strip where Angry Dog.
Yeah.
That road.
So what's over there? Lasers?
Yeah, lasers.
Lasers. Is that with a Z again?
I got a tattoo.
Oh, good. So was it as fun as you remember being going out and partying?
You got a Minnie Mouse on your ankle?
You know, here's the deal. And I'm sure I'm the one that's deficient, and it's my problem. I'm just never comfortable out there in those scenes.
In a dance scene like the Lizard Lounge, I can't tell you how uncomfortable I feel in places like that. They creep me out. The people in there creep me out. I'm nothing like them. The only time that I'm enjoying myself being social is if I'm at a bar.
Drinking with friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
But like going to see a, but you'll go to see a band.
Oh, I'll see a band. That's different though. I'm talking about like, I mean.
But you know, I don't think I've ever been comfortable seeing a band.
Why? Like,
because you go and you just watch people play?
Because I like music. Yes, that's what you do if you like.
Okay, but I understand it if you're watching, you know, a real, you know, gunslinger guitarist or just an incredible jam band that you're just going, gosh, look at, you got four virtuosos in this band. That I kind of understand because it's, you know.
So it's either you like Yngwie Malmsteen or the Grateful Dead?
I've never liked Yngwie Malmsteen.
What if Yngwie could play with the Dead? That would be
hot. Boy,
awesome.
That'd be hot. Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of music, though, then that's what you do. You go see bands. And if there's bands you really like, then you go check it out, and it's a good time. You leave like, that was a great show. Really put on a good show. I like the album.
It's great if you know the songs. We're not talking about going and seeing some random band.
Yeah, but, you know, even when I was in a band, and we had, you know, our following, people would come out, and I would think, they're coming out, and we're playing the same songs every time. They've heard these.
Yeah. Well, think of a cover band. Think of the Beatles band. Those songs have been around for a million years. A Reiner's band, and people still go out and see them.
I know.
Because it's familiarity. They know the song.
I think they're going to have to see Reiner's band because a lot of people have him in their Deadpool.
They want to see if he'll clutch his heart on stage.
If he'll seize up on stage, turns tomato face, and then just goes down.
So I hate those clubs, though. So was there a lot of...
I just always feel uncomfortable. I'm never at ease when I'm in a club, especially if you're by yourself. It's really awkward.
That's weird.
I could not do what you did and go to a place like that just stone sober and be that way the whole night.
What can you do stone sober, Dave? You haven't really allowed yourself the opportunity to experience it stone sober.
But, you know, I would just be monumentally self-conscious. I couldn't handle it.
Do you ever, I'm
portraying it a little bit worse than it was. I mean, I was fine with it. I'm more comfortable doing it now than I've ever been before in my life. But I just remember in my 20s, I would just go to places and just go, God, just, I really would like to be home. I'd love to take these friends that I have and go home where we can talk and hear each other better and have, you know, fun conversations. And especially when you're around a group of friends who are real witty and sharp, you know, and stuff like that.
You know, my wife is that way.
To a fishbowl and,
yeah, and pair off. And pair off.
My wife is that way as far as going to bars and stuff. She would prefer staying at home and having people come over to
help. Well, she's
pregnant.
I'm not talking about now. Obviously now.
She shouldn't be drinking.
The one time she went out to a bar, she got pregnant. So no wonder she's wanting to get back home.
That was a terrible experience. We're still looking for the guy.
Are you gonna name your baby Dumpster?
No.
Huh.
I thought that was like tradition. You name the child where it was conceived.
Porta potty.
Gross.
Thank you. But I still enjoy every now and then, and it's been way cut down, but I still like going out to a bar and hanging out and just getting ripped. That's fun for me. The next day's not fun, and that's why I think it's cut down a lot, because I can't handle the next day.
You know what? I think
I'm ruined.
I'm immune to hangovers now. I don't
get the sounder.
I don't ever get hungover anymore.
That's not good.
Because you never sober up.
That's not good.
Am I weeping alcohol right now?
Yeah. Weeps out of your hand.
All right, so
Hispanics all show up and surround Davey when he starts weeping odd substances.
I'm glad that you brought up the dance club and the drugs and everything that you were on last night. Because
I wasn't on drugs.
Did you do the Robert Shapiro son story?
No.
I haven't
heard about this.
His son died.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, finally.
Yes, finally.
I know we were counting it down.
Oh.
You had him in the Deadpool?
I have Reiner and Robert Shapiro's son in the Deadpool. I went for real long shots.
You're one for two.
Robert Shapiro's son. All right. So are you going to tell me the story next?
Yeah, we'll get into it next.
Okay. When did this happen?
I think last week sometime.
Did you hear about the...
P1s have been ticking and grinning because they're winning. We've given away a Harley motorcycle, a trip to the Super Bowl and Final Four, an HD plasma TV, and other good stuff. But there are plenty of matches to be made and prizes left to win. Listen four times daily at 7:35 and 10:35 a.m. and 2:35 and 5:35 p.m. Every time we play, two squares are revealed. Remember where the pairs are, and you're a winner. Plus, everyone who plays picks up a pair of Cowboys tickets. Your next chance for a perfect pair is Monday morning at 7:35. Brought to you by StubHub, Expedia.com, and the station that plays with a pair every chance you get. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Nissan Truck, the most powerful choice, period. The 305 horsepower, 5.6 liter V8 2005 Nissan Hybrid, Nissan's first full-size truck. The 255 horsepower V6 Nissan Frontier. This Frontier has more horsepower than any other midsize.
Hey, P1s, when you're ready to rock out, throw yourself a bone. I like to eat. No, you don't gnaw on this bone. It's Sports Radio 1310, the ticket's little sister station, appropriately outfitted and looking real good in a black concert t-shirt.
93.3 The Bone. Rock harder.
AC/DC. Metallica. Van Halen. Rush. No, they don't play Puff Daddy, but you will get to hear some ZZ Top.
All right! Got me under pressure. Got me under pressure.
You'll also hear great bands like Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, and Guns N' Roses. Listening to The Bone is kind of like rocking out at the arena before the game, only you get to hear the whole song. Cool. Your rock and jock combo. 93.3 The Bone and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Ticket!
Fine.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits know that while some folks enjoy the taste of their favorite spirits unadorned with complimentary flavors, others venture into the world of the Cosmo Kramer, Blue Voodoo Rita, and the Cocotini. That's why Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend into them. So go ahead, try your hand at a whoop, there it is. Or not.
Win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
The good people at Centennial would like to offer this bit of beer advice. Branch out. About 40 billion gallons of beer are produced each year worldwide. We'd like to think you could find the bulk of that in our stores, considering the more than 350 beer brands Centennial carries. After all, in the words of Ben Franklin, beer is proof.
Vehicle, choose from trucks, SUVs, cars, Ford F-150, Chevy, Hunt.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life. Today we're discussing how to survive a shark attack. At first blush, this subject has seemingly nothing to do with Beautiful Life. But one never knows when one may be swimming off one's yacht in shark-infested waters. 1. Hit back. If a shark attacks, hit it with anything. A martini glass, a bottle of Belvedere, a swimming companion, anything. Hit the offending shark in the eyes or gills. Contrary to popular belief, hitting a shark in the nose will only piss him off. And research tells us it is not a good idea to piss off a shark. 2. Keep hitting. Sharks enjoy being on the offensive. That's why the sharks. So it's best to put the shark on the defensive by hitting him as often as possible. Now pour yourself a Belvedere. You have survived a shark attack and may continue living the beautiful life. Research tells us one is less likely to live the beautiful life if one has been eaten by a shark.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye, Millennium, and Port Minneapolis.
Mother with creamy queso, three bacon.
Bob, put down the gas pump.
What? Who is that?
It is I, the ghost of Cars Past.
Yeah, right.
Here to take this gas-guzzling plunker off your hands.
What?
Don't look at the pump. The cost alone will scare you.
Okay, this is weird.
Bob, it's time for something more economical. So come check out the huge selection at Maritz Chrysler Jeep. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and the best price anywhere.
So, how do I get there if you take my car?
Follow me. We'll trade it in. And while we're there, we'll pick up two-for-one tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house. Plus,
A free pumpkin.
Does it turn into a Jeep?
No, it's just a pumpkin.
Oh.
Hurry while supplies last and see the full line of Chrysler Jeep cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the redesigned 2006 TT Cruiser and the all-new 7-seat Jeep Commander. Maritz Chrysler, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or go to MaritzChrysler.com. Chrysler, inspiration comes standard.
Hey, Ghost, how can I follow you if I can't see?
Good point. Move over.
And new 2006s, a few remaining 2005s, and every used vehicle.
Even select demos, sale price at every Grubbs location, but only till 9 tonight.
Read about it in today's Star Telegram.
As low as 0% APR financing.
Or up to $4,250 cash rebates on select models with approved credit.
Family cars, sports cars, economy cars.
Pickups, SUVs, and full-size trucks.
Minivans, luxury sedans, all market sale prices today.
At Grubbs Nissan on Highway 183 in Bedford.
Grubbs Infinity on Highway 183 in Euless.
At Grubbs Chrysler Jeep and Grubbs Pre-Owned Supercenter on Highway 183 in Bedford.
Stop the final hours of sensational savings until 9 tonight.
Ticket Sports News now.
Two teams with little recent postseason success will square off in the 2005 World Series. The ticket brought to you by Dish Direct and Colwell & Son. The Houston Astros are making their first appearance in their 44 years of existence, while the White Sox are in the Fall Classic for the first time since 1959. The Sox will send Jose Contreras to start Game 1, while the Astros start Roger Clemens, which makes for a good story, according to Astro manager Phil Garner.
The first time a Texas team has been in the World Series, first time, obviously, for the Astros and our ability to advance this far. I think it's sort of a neat story that Rocky's going to be the guy to take the ball on the first game. I not only didn't deserve it, but I think it's a good story, too.
Clemens will throw out the first pitch tonight at 7. Pre-game begins at 6:30 on Fox 4. The Dallas Stars and Calgary Flames will square off tonight at the AAC beginning at 7. The Stars have lost their last two games after winning 4 of their first 5. Center Mike Madonna and the team's confidence is in a delicate balance.
Sometimes you play games, you feel like you're never going to lose again, and then sometimes you play games and you lose, and you feel like you're never going to win again. So, I mean, there's constantly a battle with confidence and momentum up and down. So, I mean, you just got to let it go and come back tomorrow and just kind of start working on things and get ready for Saturday.
Despite being 4-3, goalie Marty Turco has underperformed, giving up 3.65 goals a game, well above his .191 career average. Earl Hershiser will begin talking with the Los Angeles Dodgers about their manager position. The Rangers granted the Dodgers permission to talk with their pitching coach sometime next week. That's the Ticket Ticker. The next ticker rolls around at 11:30, breaking sports news first. Guaranteed, I'm Brandon Helms, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. It's the Jerry Jones Show, every Tuesday morning at 8:10 with Donovan Miller. Brought to you by Miracle Mortgage, North Texas GMC Dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:15, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, Gordon Keith, Corby Davidson, David Lane, Brooke Mays Music in Louisville, northwest corner of Business 121 and 35.
What's up,
Esther? Come by and see us. We're going to be here till noon.
We're giving you the business
for 2 hours. Start with that. All right, Dave and I are made a pact. We're clubbing buddies now. We're not at the Roxbury Partners. Corby, yeah?
No. Don't like the club.
Come on, Dave.
I'll do it.
Just put on like a sport jacket.
Sounds like a lot of activity.
I want to club with you guys.
Up?
Yeah, you're in?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Brandon?
Yo.
Do you know, you dumbass, that you left a $200 check?
Yeah, where is that? I've been looking for it.
A month and a half.
No, it's... I left it here yesterday. Where is that?
It was sitting by the computer.
Where? I've been looking for
like
it.
Like his paycheck?
He's looking for it. No, it's by the computer, the board op computer.
Okay.
Brandon is a board op / ticker guy who has so little money that he rides his bike to work from Irving when it's 100 degrees or 2 degrees. Here he comes up on his bike. Yet he's got $200 checks just laying around.
Well,
like, no big deal. You know where Justin found it? In the garbage.
What?
Yeah. Somebody's garbage.
Somebody hates me.
You're an idiot.
Well, I wasn't a board op yesterday. I was producing for...
Why isn't the check in your pocket?
Because I'm not smart.
Okay.
Are you too poor for pockets?
I understand,
yeah,
you know.
My pockets have holes.
I left my cell phone at work the other day.
Shut. The government broke into his house and sewed all his pockets shut.
It should be sitting over there because it was in a little envelope.
Jaron's shaking his head, so I'm probably screwed.
Well, call Justin. He's the last one that saw it.
Will do. Thanks, Corby.
You bet.
Well, I had a tense moment last week at this time where we got finished with the rant. were walking out, I found one of my timesheets opened and laying on the break room table.
One of your appearance forms, your talent forms.
Yes. So they're just my rates just laid out for the entire station.
I thought it was on the bulletin board in the break room.
No, it was laying open on the table.
So now people know you get paid $5 an hour every time we leave the office?
Yes.
See, it's not fair.
So that's uncomfortable because, once again, in society, we have to be all secretive about what we make. By the way, another tie into last week's rant, we were doing what do people make? You were there, weren't you, Corbin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I can't remember when you're there and when you're not. So we were doing that, and I got lots of email on that. People were fascinated by that show because everyone's curious as to what do these occupations make.
So what's the kicker?
What's the payoff?
A priest makes $300,000.
Shut up.
No, okay, what did we find out last week? Plumbers make around 70.
80.
70 or 80, somewhere in there. Car wholesaler, $350,000. I heard a report recently about a commercial real estate guy making $450,000.
And that was just his base salary.
I heard that report, too.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to get into Robert Shapiro's kid?
We aren't. Yes. Okay, Corby's been bragging about the death of Robert Shapiro's kid.
I really hadn't been bragging. I just wanted to tell the story.
You were totally boasting.
He already died. Never come back.
What happened?
Well,
Dad.
I read in the paper, I think it's a big lummox mastodon knee just knocked my phone over.
Go with the mastodon image.
Why did you even start it?
Look at it. Look how big it is. So, Shapiro's kid, Robert Shapiro, the famous attorney for OJ. Did he end up being his lead attorney, though? Didn't he fire him or something like that?
He was the original lead attorney, and then he hired Johnny Cochran to be a lead attorney, and Robert Shapiro took a back seat.
Yeah. So Shapiro's son died of an ecstasy overdose, either last week or a couple weeks ago or whatever.
So I want to die.
So he was a young kid, you know, somewhere between the age of 19 and 25. I can't remember exactly how old he was, but I know he's a kid.
Huh.
It's really not, I don't get my facts straight. So he's on Larry King last night.
Robert Shapiro's kid?
No, he's dead.
Yeah, you know, in hindsight, I wish I had to die here, but now I'm traveling to elementary school trying to educate.
So Robert Shapiro's on, and he starts talking about his son. He goes, well, and he's very cavalier, talking about what a junkie his son was. And I'm like, God, man. He goes, but we thought he was clean, and he was at a function, like a family-type function, it sounded like at the house, and he took a half hit of X and died.
That's odd.
So here's what Shapiro says. Now, they haven't got the toxicology reports yet, so he could have been on heroin or whatever else, but they know he took a half hit X. But Shapiro
took the other half?
Yeah, the mom did. So Shapiro said the reason that he died... the reason that he died was because he drank a lot of water, either prior or during, and the toxicity of the ecstasy mixed with a large amount of water, I guess, killed people. This is the theory that he was pushing.
Yeah, that sounds iffy.
Yeah.
So I always heard that you could die of dehydration if you took X and didn't drink enough water.
And that's not true.
Why are people having to warn you what the side effects of X are, Dave? Why are you so well-versed in that?
I just saw an after-school special on it.
Most people just drink beer, though.
By the way, I think that is a tremendously outdated reference.
Out of school, after-school special?
Yeah, they don't have those anymore, do they?
They have to. Is Scott Mayo still the star of them?
He's made a career on them.
No, and you know what? And I was watching Conan, too, and he was making some Abe Vigoda joke and then some other joke, and I was going, man, all this is really, really dated. And here Conan's supposed to be this hit show, but all of his references are really old.
That's okay.
But that's ironic.
That's all right.
What do you mean that's ironic?
He does the year 2000.
Look how pitted Dave's shirt is.
Yep.
It's yellow.
Gross.
Hey, what do you guys think about the baseball game tonight? Huh?
What? Are we on the air?
Yes.
Jared, what are you doing?
Well, Grego called and wanted to talk sports. Wanted you guys to talk sports, so.
Grego did?
Yeah. He signed the check, so.
What? You know what? He just offered Jaron $50 to come on and ask what we thought about the baseball game and stop the showdown.
It's not true.
Yeah,
I was unaware there was.
Didn't offer him a single dollar.
All right, so anyway, what were we talking about?
Shapiro's kid in the X.
My armpit?
In his pits.
No, I'm on to Conan not being as hip as we want him to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is.
I was talking about drinking too much water.
But so you're saying that today's 18-year-old, or, you know, 18 to 22-year-old, the college student,
mm-hmm.
right, which is what a late-night show should be going for,
mm-hmm.
you're telling me that that's a real hip reference to them?
Abe Vigoda?
They will have to. They only know about him secondarily. Who's this guy that Conan's always pushing?
All right. Well, when Johnny Carson,
but they would just use their Wi-Fi laptop and Google.
No, but here's the deal. When Johnny Carson would do, Andrew Dickinson and all these out of date references, I remember thinking, you know what? That's why Letterman is much more hip than Johnny Carson.
Yeah, that's true. And but I still think Conan's hipper than most.
Carson Daly's hipper than Conan.
Oh my God.
And he's horrible, man. I watched that Carson Daly show, and
what a kiss ass.
So he's not good looking, or at least I don't. He's not like a.
Really, he talks real fast,
and he's funny.
And he knows everyone out there. He knows everyone from working in radio out there and doing his little MTV TRL stuff. And so, I don't know if he's if people actually think that he's good at what he does, but he just knows everyone. He knows everyone, and so. He automatically gets a show and gets a free pass.
Well, my point with Conan is, okay, what's a hot show, like OC or something? I don't know. So, but is he making OC references? No. He's making Barney Miller references and, you know, things that are like almost predate us because he's older than we are.
Still funny.
Maybe to us, but I'm telling you, the 18-year-old is going, okay,
well, look,
I'll do some research to find out what's funny about
it. Well, you know what? By the time Conan gets by the time those kids are turned off on Conan, he'll have the Tonight Show gig, which is an older audience automatically. So it just kind of builds on it. I don't think he's trying to be, like, trying to appeal to the 18-year-old anymore. He didn't have to.
Something else that I was just going, God, this is such an old reference. That, like, it's... A reference like I'm tired of.
You're right, Dave. He loves
Buddy Hackett. Okay,
he loves Barney Miller stuff.
He stopped watching TV around in those
days. Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
You know, he loves Colonel Clink. He loves all that stuff, but it's still relevant to people in their 30s because we all grew up on that stuff.
In their 30s. I'm talking about you're going for an 18 to 22-year-old.
Okay, where's the money? He's not going for that. The money is between 25 and 54.
No, he is going for the 18 to 22.
Because that's who stays up late?
Yeah, that's what they are going for. I don't know if he's going for.
With that band?
But, I mean...
With Springsteen band?
And that's another thing. I'm like, man, if I'm Conan, there's no way I'm having this stupid, lame Maxberg... He needs to fire that Max Weinberg and the Max Weinberg 7. Something a little bit more up-to-date
than like
that.
But, like, who? What would you... Who would you get?
Okay, you're like, you see the Max Weinberg or nothing.
No, I'm saying...
There's nothing in between.
No, I'm saying you're going to get somebody... I'm trying to think of a band right now.
Wait,
I'm drawing a blank.
If you're just going to be entrenched on defending Conan, then...
I am.
Why?
Because I think Conan is genius. I do. Now,
I think he's good.
Is he funny? Is he as edgy and funny and original as he was 10 years ago? No, but no one is. Letterman kind of went through that phase, too.
Well, Letterman's horrible now. But even... I'm telling you that all right, what is my point? What am I getting back to here?
X?
I think so.
Conan should take X and not drink too much water.
What was I going to say? I hate you for throwing me off.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, fire that Max Weinberg. Get rid of that stupid announcer that's never been funny ever.
Yeah,
Joel
got everybody else.
Conan's gone downhill since Andy Richter left.
Yes, absolutely. Andy Richter was very good on that show.
Yeah. What's he doing now? His TV show on Fox failed.
He controls the universe, I think.
No. That was his show.
Oh.
But that guy's funny enough to where he should have some sort of entertainment vehicle, you know?
He should be the Gordo of his office.
Well, he should.
Stop using that phrase that, you know, drives me crazy. All right, so, but yeah, Conan in general is good, you know, I mean... Although I saw a few really lame bits, I was going, oh, geez.
Yeah, so, you know what, but he's always had lame bits.
But you compare... Conan to Letterman in 1985. And I guarantee if you watch Letterman in 1985, you go, now that is better than Conan is now.
You know what? I also think that confidence, because, it, you know, in Conan's first couple years, he was still kind of reserved and held back, and Letterman was too. You go back to those old Letterman tapes.
That's when Letterman was great, when he was very understated.
Exactly.
Exactly. And,
and now he's so confident, and Conan's confident too.
Letterman sucks now, and Conan...
Letterman's a caricature of himself.
Letterman's, Conan is a great writer, and I think a great, you know, the Simpsons under his watch are great, and he's great at determining what are good comedy bits to do. Don't you get tired of the kind of, you know, wiping the eyebrows and everything? Let me walk off the camera, and then I'll walk back in frame, and then I'm going to lie a little lion.
Yeah, but you know what? You get tired of Letterman drawing a stupid pencil with the camera?
Back then it wasn't. No, because he didn't make a big production. Conan overdoes things, and Letterman back then was very understated about everything.
I'm telling you, though, you're going to be hard-pressed to find someone that's better than Conan at what he does. Like someone in America, pluck him out of there, and you're going to be just as critical or hypercritical, especially 3 or 10 years down the road.
Right.
You know? It's just hard to keep that same...
Yeah, wait a second. I don't hate Conan, Corby. I want you to understand.
Well, it sounds like you really love him.
No. We don't have to be either that I hate him or absolutely love him. I'm saying that in between. I'm saying that these are the things I don't like about Conan.
Kurt.
I don't like the little lion paws at the camera and then Max Weinberg and Joel Goddard. I mean, oh, those components are bad.
Well, you ought to email him more.
Do you have the... John Stewart is really good, by the way. The only thing that annoys me about John Stewart, if I was to redo him, would be he needs to stop doing the stutter, you know, the stutter talk. He needs to not do that. That's when he bothers me a little bit. But he has so many tools in his bag of being good. He has so many skills. It's amazing.
How old is he? Early 40s?
Yeah.
How? And Conan's early 40s, too?
Mm-hmm.
Or late 30s?
Well, why couldn't Conan get better talent around him other than Joel Goddard and Max Weinberg? Those are his main straight men or, you know, comedic.
Well, he's got a couple of guys that do
his bits
for
great. I thought Andy Richter was really good.
Conan's got, what, two guys that do his bits? That tall, skinny guy.
Yeah.
And then the guy that does the TV... Bill Clinton, you know, with the mouth moving. He does all those voices, I think. I don't know his name, though. Did you see Conan at the
Emmys? The writing is still really good on Conan.
Did you see Conan at the Emmys? I thought he was the funniest guy there. Did we have... Search Conan.
You know Conan's been doing it for 12 years now? Or 13 Emmys? Years?
His show.
It's a long time.
What do we have back there for Conan? This isn't it.
What? How do you know?
Conan. Sorry, Conan. We're tight on time. Shanley went a little long with the kids thing.
I don't know.
So we're cutting this number.
You gotta keep listening to it? All right, cut it off. This is visual.
So
you can see Conan's
still
funny.
Yeah, you got it.
You got it.
You nailed it.
All right, okay. So my basic contention was that you would have to do a lot of work to stay hip and stay current. And Conan maybe hasn't had the time to update his jokes from the Buddy Hackett, Abe Vigoda era.
Still funny.
Which was... It's funny to you, but look how old you are.
I know.
So old.
I am. I know.
I don't even know you anymore.
We're going to be young forever, Dave. Don't worry. I'm not backing out of that. Our pact.
I mean, you know, making Mayberry RFD jokes or whatever, okay, you know.
Petticoat Junction.
Oh, gosh. All right, so, but Corby still thinks it's funny, so, all right.
Well, sorry I'm not 18 like you.
Oh, no, I'm not 18, Corby.
You act like you are.
What is that? That's Corby staying young.
All right, 11:32 on Sports Radio 13. I take it all back about Conan. I'm sorry.
No,
I thought I was.
Will you guys just quit fighting? You're making.
I thought we could have a discussion as to how that show could be better. But Corby
can't be.
If you
it's perfect,
okay.
You can't improve it.
Is that your favorite show on television?
I probably watch Conan once every 3 months. Late.
You do sound like a very ardent supporter.
I swear to God, I never stay up that late to watch him, ever.
Well, why are you defending him like this?
I'm not sure. That'll be fun.
I think during the break, you guys need to grind and make up.
Hey, I want to... Let's go to break, because I got questions for Jaren.
Dry H a little bit?
Yeah.
Astros win. Whoop-de-doo, we're in. The Astros are in the World Series. Yes, I'm the happiest man in the world. 8 to 11, Sunday morning on the Mark Elfmeyer Show. We're talking about the Astros. We'll probably talk Cowboys and Seahawks. We'll probably talk Longhorns and Red Raiders. But the Astros are in the World Series. Have I mentioned that? 8 to 11, Sunday morning, Mark Elfmeyer.
Some people say there's a lot of difference between listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and our sister station, Talk Radio 570 KLIF. But when you break it down, we're really not that different. You see, they've got Fox News, we've got E! News. They've got Dr. Laura, and we look at naked pictures of Dr. Laura. They've got Big Bill O'Reilly, and we've got Big Bill Dwayne Parcells. They have Daryl and Carlo, we have Donovan Miller. They love Bush, we love Bush. Jenna and Barbara, that is. They have Greg Knapp in the afternoons. George Dumb takes naps in the afternoon. We have breaking sports news first guaranteed. They have the latest breaking news and information guaranteed. 570 KLIF is like your own Cliff Notes version of today's headlines, so you actually know a little bit more than how to calculate a batting average in your head or how to spot a cover two on third down. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and 570 KLIF. One knows sports, the other knows news. You decide.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK? Custom View Intralasik? CK? Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live custom view intralasik procedure, so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today, and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock. Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life. And today we're discussing that most beautiful game, rock, paper, scissors. A caveat. If you think this is a game of chance, you're a fool and will be beaten like scissors to rock. Hint, know the enemy. If your enemy leads with rock, he prefers brute force to strategy. Destroy him with cunning tactic. If paper is his chosen lead, he is a sneaky ferret trying to turn aggressive play against you. The strategy will, however, change if faced with losing. The specter of imminent defeat turns even the subtlest player into a rock-wielding troglodyte. If he is a scissors man, he combines the heavy-handed force of rock with the finesse of paper. You will need to be at your best to vanquish him. Celebrate vanquishing him with a Belvedere, the only vodka worthy of rock, paper, scissors, and The Beautiful Life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, Millennium Inn, Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You're listening to America's favorite sports station, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Part of a family of favorites, like America's favorite country music station, The Ticket's big brother with a straw hat, 99.5 The Wolf. The Wolf's done made the family proud by winning the Marconi Award for Station of the Year. It's the home of the Bobby Mitchell Wake Up with the Wolf Morning Show, Amy B., Hollywood Henderson, Cody Allen, and Airwolf Traffic with Justin Frizzell. They've got a 50,000-watt stick with the best Texas country music this side of the Red River. So when you find yourself laying on your back with tears in your ears, crying over your last failed relationship, or maybe you just want to strap on some Support the Troops red-blooded Americana, feel better longer with some feel-good music from the Wolf's Pat Green, Jack Ingram, Charlie Robinson, and Robert Earl Keane. Remember your family of favorites, 99.5 The Wolf, and everyone's favorite drunk uncle, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The winning small business will get their company logo on the number 99 Office Depot port, driven by...
You guys, thanks, but I've known about this for a week now.
Sure.
Did you know Pamela Anderson's going to jump out of that cake?
Yeah, I knew that.
So, okay, Pam, take five.
Okay.
Sorry, you just can't surprise me. I'm way ahead of you.
So you didn't know the new Kias from Aritz Kia in Fort Worth come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty?
Huh?
Yeah, and right now you can get $6,000 off MSRP and a free flip-down DVD player with a 2005 Kia Sedona EX.
Wow!
Plus, did you know a 2005 Kia Spectra LX starts as low as $10,995 and the Sorento LX as low as $14,995? And all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now that is the power of surprise.
I can't believe it. You got me. You bought me a new Kia.
Surprise! No.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised.
Hurry into Maritz Kia today and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house, the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin while supplies last. See our ad in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram or visit MaritzKia.com for details. Maritz Kia, I-30 West and Las Vegas Trail in Fort Worth. Kia, the pop.
But right now, I can get you a great cashback offer. And on top of...
You have me at 10-year warranty.
The Kia Sorento. Quite possibly the easiest decision you'll ever make. Now get up to $2,500 cash back plus 2,000 competitive bonus for qualified buyers. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Kia retailer.
MSRP for base model is $19,665, including freight, excluding taxes, side license options, and regular charges. Retailer sets actual price. Cash back from Kia Motors America. Non-starting from 2,000 to 2,500 based on model selected. Competitive bonus available to current owners of select non-Kia vehicles to purchase Kia Sorento. Government star ratings are part of NHTSA's new car assessment program. Must be delivered in the post office by 10/31/05. Retailer for limited powertrain warranty and send details to go to Kia.com.
Breaking sports news now.
The University of Texas has been impressive in their 6 wins of the 2005 season. The ticker brought to you by Dish Direct and Colwell & Son. One of the reasons for the Longhorns' success has been the play of quarterback Vince Young on the big stage. Head coach Mag Brown has seen him get better just about every game.
Vince Young had his best game, I felt like, since I've seen him. He completed 24 of 29. He made a lot of plays with his feet.
UT and Tech will square off today at 2:30 in Austin for first place in the Big 12. While UT and Tech have held the spotlight this week, there are two teams fighting for a bowl berth tonight in Norman. The Baylor Bears are 4-2, while the Oklahoma Sooners are 3-3, and head coach Bob Stoops is worried what the Baylor Bears can do.
You've got talented guys that play hard, and Coach Morris and his staff have done an excellent job, so we understand we need to make improvement here this week and get ourselves ready to play a great game here Saturday.
The game kicks off tonight at 6 on Fox Sports Net Southwest. The Astros will send Roger Clemens to the mound in their first World Series game ever. Meanwhile, Jose Contreras will start for the Chicago White Sox in their first World Series game in 46 years. That's the Ticket Ticker. The next ticker comes at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Brendan Helms reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Hockey HFO's after the game on the Ticket Stars postgame show. Bob and Dan ice the puck live from the Jack Daniels Old Number 7 Club inside the AAC and on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket. You've got the Corby Davidson Show.
Thank you.
I'm Gordon Keith, the professional broadcaster that sits alongside Corby and gets him in and out of break.
Leave me alone.
Yeah? Who's Troy Aikman's professional bitch?
I can't remember his name.
John Bass.
No. But they don't do that show together. Like, Troy's somewhere and that other guy's in studio, right, like in New York. Or
Bruce
something.
Murray.
Who?
Bruce Murray.
Bruce Murray.
Troy, this week. Bruce Murray here with Troy Aikman. Troy, how is this week going to go?
Where's my money?
Troy's now an Indian.
It always rains after we broadcast the Troy Aikman show for some reason.
All right, so Corby wanted to do a story of... What did you do last night, Corby? I guess we never got to that.
It was very exciting.
How were you staying young?
I went to Gloria's and had some food and went home. So boring. Mm. My life's horrible.
You know what I've noticed about Gloria's? It's like one of the loudest restaurants in Dallas.
You got to sit outside.
I've been sitting... when you're sitting inside is obviously what I'm talking about. Sitting inside
there.
It's
an echo chamber.
Yes. And I'll be sitting there.
High ceilings and a metal roof.
And realize that I'm yelling across the table. And there's no music or anything.
Yeah.
It's just the din of diners.
You know what's louder? Is going
like a jet engine or something like that. But that goes without saying.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
When you stick your ear up to the tailpipe of a Harley Davidson?
It's Monica's when they have bands there.
Oh, God, I hate that freaking band.
Hey.
It's Troy Aikman's band. All right, so, and I'll tell you something else.
Go ahead.
A restaurant that Dave always hypes. I've been to 4 or 5 times.
Mi Casina?
No. Mi Casina's good.
I love Mi Casina.
In the overrated file this week, Javier's, buddy.
I hate Javier's. He's the one that pumps up Javier's.
It's Corby that pumps up Javier's?
I don't pump up Javier's.
I've been there once in the last 6 months.
It doesn't blow. It's good.
It blows.
It's good.
I've tried many different things from them. And what kind of guitar is that? And the chicken quesadillas are just the only good thing I found.
I didn't know they had quesadillas. So you don't go with their exotic strips of meats?
I have before, yeah.
You don't like it?
No.
Okay, fine.
Weak, overrated, weak.
I don't understand why.
You know what?
Before, it was good. Both of you guys that were always, man, Javier's. You would take it to a place that's nice. You would take it to a place that's good, Javier's.
The first time I ever talk like that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Let me tell you something, Gordon Keith.
If you want to impress your lady, you need to take her to
Javier's.
Conan O'Brien, who's still funny as can be.
Go to Javier's and talk about Conan.
So, all right, well, what places are you guys high on? I swore both of you were big promoters.
I have always...
Didn't Dave, like, for a whole summer wear the Javier's outfit and beckon people in from the street to come to Javier's?
I always saw through the hype on Javier's.
I like the chips and hot sauce at Javier's and the butter.
No.
Huh?
Nope.
All right, fine. I don't want to get into it. I like the atmosphere. It's a good atmosphere. A lot of ass running around there.
I didn't really see any much of that either when I was there.
No.
All right, so what do you like then? What's good?
What restaurants do I like?
Yeah.
I would say that the most often attended restaurant for me and my wife is Mi Casina.
Which one do you go to?
HP.
Highland Park.
Dump that. Do we get it? Dump it a couple times.
You can say ass, Dave.
What's this? Jeez Louise.
I just snatch up those chips.
Okay, right. You don't need a recovery if you've already dumped it.
Their chips are so good.
Yeah, they seem as good. I tell you what else.
Snatch-rific.
What?
Ah, you win.
Thank you.
You win.
Okay.
What's good? You like, well, you eat at Torelli's 4 times a day.
Overrated.
Kind of burn out on Torelli's.
You know what? Torelli's is a little overrated.
But you have to know what to get at Torelli's.
What do you get?
Tom Landry plate.
These are the things that are good at Torelli's.
I'm very robotic.
Tom Landry plate.
That theory cannot be proven.
Tom Landry plate.
No, chicken Torelli with cream sauce. Really good. The Zango... dessert.
You get their Italchos?
Great. Italchos are great.
I like those.
Yeah. And their dinner salads are great.
Yeah.
And you get into some other things, lasagna. Don't
you know
about
what?
That
have you been to Taverna?
Taverna's good.
Taverna is awesome.
Taverna is very good. Over there behind Chips on
Taverna is a close second to Mi Casina for me these days.
That's good food.
Okay, but
I can't go there too often. It's too pricey.
Here's an old favorite of ours.
I like Scalini's a lot.
That I've debated about whether to ever talk negatively about.
Yeah.
Has Snuffers,
I like Snuffers. I got no problem with that. Dude,
Do they jump the shark?
How have they changed?
Man, past 5 years or so.
You think it's gotten worse? I don't. I think it's the same stuff we've always eaten. You're just not hungover when you go there anymore, and it's not as good. When you're drunker than Cooter Brown and you stumble in there, or when you're hungover, yeah, it's better. But when you're...
Yeah, this guy is creeping me out. It looks like he's from Middle Earth or something. Good hair. All right, okay. Well, then I withdraw that.
Yeah, you got to put it in context.
Put it in context?
What? No, I didn't say that.
Talking about this Javier's chips again?
No, the hot sauce.
All right, we got to do this story. Quick hit it, at least.
Oh, we're having a restaurant talk.
Oh, I'm out of restaurants. I only eat it. I eat it.
Scalini's is good, sure.
I eat it,
I tell you, that's good breakfast is at Legal Grounds. You ever go there for breakfast?
No.
Right by Scalini's?
Yeah. I don't ever eat breakfast.
Still open?
Yeah.
I go to Cafe Brazil for breakfast. If I eat breakfast.
You have to try that place.
About it.
Legal Ground's good. And that Carrabba's in Lakewood.
Is that good?
A lot of good food there.
Overrated.
No.
That sucked.
You sure spent a lot of time in Lakewood.
You're crazy. I didn't like it.
You spent a lot of time in Lakewood for your
apartment.
All
right, let me take you there.
No.
I'll drive into Dallas and I'll take it.
It's just as much as Taverna. You'll spend the same amount at Carrabba's.
Well, I don't know. I don't ever look at prices anymore. But
because you're
living the food.
See the prosecutor here?
Corby Holcomb.
Random.
All right, do your little death story that you've been putting your hand in your pants about all morning.
This is a great story.
A former University of Texas student named Jackson Nagai.
Uh-oh. Sounds like they have an eye disorder.
Or a forehead disorder.
What?
This guy, Jackson the guy, stabbed and slashed his University of Texas piano teacher to death.
Okay.
Because he thought she was... Because...
7-year-old girl just whipped her head around back there.
Because he thought she was controlled by a computer chip in her brain.
Yes.
Has been found not guilty of murder by reason of insanity. Now, I showed this picture to Gordon of the piano teacher, and his...
Bitch.
Oh, gosh.
And his comment was, yeah, she does look like she has a computer chip in her brain. I don't blame him.
It's a low-res picture. I can't tell. I think it's horrible. I think this guy ought to be in prison.
Jackson the guy killed his music professor in 2004 when he attacked her with a meat cleaver, scissors, and other sharp items and tried to set her on fire. He stabbed and slashed her more than 200 times. When the cops showed up, he repeatedly...
Well, pick me up to end the show.
He repeatedly was saying, computer chip, computer chip. As they tried to ask him what happened.
Huh.
And they found him not guilty by reason of insanity, which means he could walk in a couple of years? What is that? I mean, this guy could get out?
Well, did they do an autopsy? Did they find the computer chip?
No. They never found the computer chip.
Well, maybe he hacked it out of her. Did they ask him?
Let's see, what in Computer Chip, wasn't that an album by that same band?
Okay, Computers, I'm thinking of Radiohead. Okay.
Computer Chip. Anyway, I just wanted to pick everybody up as we went to break for the last time today.
Hey, there will be a day, it'll be within our lifetime when people have computer chips in their brains.
For what?
Where we can all be music teachers.
To grow pot?
So we can all stab each other 200 times?
Sorry, Corey, was your guest so we can grow pot?
Uh-huh. I was wrong.
Yeah, I'm digitally growing pot. I have a computer chip in my brain.
It's magnificent.
All right, what's the story? We need to go?
Yeah, we have to go home.
Oh, okay.
No, we're coming back.
I don't think
maybe.
So. Wrapping up from Brooke
Mays
Music.
We're coming back.
You know, the World Series.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka, welcoming you to the beautiful life. Today, we're discussing the proper way to sip Belvedere Citrus from a woman's navel. 1. Pour. 2. Sip. Yummy. This has been Belvedere Citrus and a navel of exquisite merit for the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, Millennium Import, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and the Beautiful Life, listening to Wagner. It's been said Wagner's music is better than it sounds. No, it's not. This has been Belvedere Vodka for the Beautiful Life, a life far more beautiful with far less Wagner. Far, far less Wagner.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, Millennium Import, Minneapolis.
You get a $50...
Let's play the easiest game in Texas. Ready? What do you do to save up to 40% on your home's heating and cooling bill?
Call Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331.
Correct. What do you do to set up a free consultation and get a free home weatherization package?
Call Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331.
Right again. So be sure and call by this Friday at 5 p.m. Okay, very good. Next question. Do you think your home is adequately insulated?
Yes.
That's a very hopeful answer. The truth is most homes in North Texas have insufficient insulation. That's one reason why your energy bill has been so high. That's why you should call
Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331.
You're getting the hang of this. Atlas
Visit Star Energy offers a free consultation to determine exactly what your home needs to be much more energy efficient. Next question. Are energy costs going up or down?
Up?
Of course they're going up as much as 40 to 60% this winter.
So that's why I should call Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331 right now.
Ken Jennings has nothing on you.
Hey, it's Fitch with my buddy and CEO of RepairMyCreditNow.com. Go ahead and explain to me. People have bad credit. By law, the creditors have to delete certain stuff off the credit report if they can't prove the debt.
That's correct, Fitch. These items legally have to be validated according to the laws that are in place. There's several federal laws.
And basically, here's the deal. These companies are so huge, there's really no way they're going to want to take the time to go in there and try to prove all this stuff. So, by law, they just delete it. Therefore, your Beacon scores go right up.
That's correct. If they don't reply back, then legally it has to be deleted.
From repos to charge jobs, bankruptcies, foreclosures, late payments, slow pays, no pays. They can't prove it. They take it off. Your Beacon score goes up. What does that mean? That means you have great credit. Good credit. That's why you have to call right now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. That's 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. Or log on right now to RepairMyCreditNow.com. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Now, how long does this process usually take?
Well, they'll start seeing results in as short as 30 to 45 days.
Your credit is your future.
You got that. Log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
This week at Cedar Hill, Irving, and Southlake, all area Circuit City stores are celebrating with 10%.
You know, for what you'd spend on 6 or 7 CDs, you can enroll in a class at Dallas County Community College. Start moving towards a better career with higher pay. Now that's cool. You'll be surprised how much you can learn for as little as $99. Think of the possibilities. To get your start, check out one of the 7 Dallas County Community Colleges at dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
You swear you were only going 55, but the radar gun had a different opinion. Have you taken care of that speeding ticket yet? Cedar Valley College offers Texas State-approved driver safety courses online, the most convenient and flexible way to take defensive driving. Those days of taking off work or spending your weekend sitting through a 6-hour class or watching a video are a thing of the past. Keep that speeding ticket off your record or take the class for business and industry safety training. State and court approved, it's 100% online. It's worth $37.95 to keep your record clean. Log on to CedarValleyDefensiveDriving.com today to get started.
Thousands of places, a few remaining 2005. And every used vehicle.
Even select demos, sale priced at every Grubbs location, but only till 9 tonight.
Read about it in today's Star Telegram.
As low as 0% APR financing.
Or up to $4,250 cash rebates on select models with approved credit.
Family cars, sports cars, economy cars.
Pickups, SUVs, and full-size trucks.
Minivans, luxury sedans, all market sale prices today.
At Grubbs Nissan on Highway 183 in Bedford.
Grubbs Infinity on Highway 183 in Euless.
And Grubbs Chrysler Jeep and Grubbs Pre-Owned Supercenter on Highway 183 in Bedford.
Stop the final hours of sensational savings until 9 tonight.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
While the loss of Flozell Adams could be a big loss to the offense, it also gives Torn Tucker an opportunity to shine. The sticker brought to you by Friendly Chevrolet and Dish Direct. Ricky Rapetiti has been getting help in blocking from the tight ends, but Tucker might not be so lucky. This gives the third-year tackle a chance to play solo, and he's understandably excited.
I'm really excited about playing again, but get on my assignments and do the best I can with the opportunity that's given to me.
Both Seattle and Dallas' defense have recorded 13 sacks. Kickoff takes place at 3:05 in Seattle, and Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 1 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The World Series will feature two very similar teams from the way they play to the fact that neither team has been in the Fall Classic in over 40 years. The Houston Astros are in for the first time in their history and will start Roger Clemens. The Chicago White Sox will pitch Jose Contreras for the first World Series game since 1959 for them. Sox manager Ozzie Guillen outlines how the eventual winner will do it.
These games are going to be whoever executes better, whoever makes less mistakes, and whoever gets the base hit with two outs is going to win because they're pretty good pitching matchup.
First pitch at 7 p.m. while pregame begins at 6:30 on Fox 4. The Dallas Stars and the Calgary Flames will square off tonight at 7 in the AAC. The Stars are 4-3 but have lost their last two. The Flames are 3-4-1 coming off a 3-1 win over Edmonton. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Brendan Helms reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday mornings 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. If we can't be number one in your life, then number two on you.
All right.
11:56, Sports Radio 1310, the tickets. Corby Davidson Show.
Winding down. It's final episode.
Yep.
No, it's not.
It is.
All right, who's going to be here next week? Oh, we're off next weekend.
You know what? We're going to try to petition to...
Next week's the...
the dog thing.
The dog park thing in Fort Worth.
Parktoberfest.
So what are we petitioning for?
To do the show up. Cause
all right, let's do the show next week.
We're going to have to be out there. You know that.
Okay.
So why don't we do the show?
And then we'll have the next weekend off.
Right.
Okay.
Because that should be the birth of my...
Your doo-doo baby?
Human baby.
It's not a doo-doo baby.
Could be.
Maybe.
God, how anticlimactic would that be? 9 months, and then just a football of that comes out.
Somebody's waiting outside. What is it?
It's a false alarm.
Sorry.
It didn't look like doo-doo on the ultrasound.
Sorry you flew in from wherever, but it's doo-doo.
Is it in the shape of a baby, or is it just
a
football?
No, it's
just a football.
You guys can go home. Sorry.
You guys can go home.
I mean, here's cigars and stuff, but...
Man, I am sorry. We didn't know. We had no idea.
Yeah, how were we to know?
She was just backed up for 9 months even.
So, thanks for all the gifts.
Man,
would you keep it?
Guys, I am sorry.
Oh, gosh. I'll refund your plane tickets. I feel really bad.
God, I can't believe it tickled me that much. All right. What do we want to do? Take calls? Are we ready to go to calls finally?
No, we have a minute.
Oh. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket with Corby Lane. Hi, you're on with Corby Lane. Hi, you're on with Corby Lane. Hi, you're on with Corby Lane.
What is it?
Dude. Is it a boy or a girl?
What is it, doctor? Mr. Davidson, you might want to sit down.
What? I knew it. It was a girl. No, I'm sorry. It's doo-doo. We should have known. We made the mistake. It's our bad.
Is there anything that we could have done?
No. Not really.
Imagine going to the hospital nursery and... seeing this baby and then that baby and then
they're trying to keep it alive.
College football with the do.
Just please, will you get rid of it? Well, we're trying to do our best.
Spence, and you could put some laces on it and I guess display it.
We'll write your whatever name you wanted on there in magic marker. All right.
Mr. Davidson, will you autograph your doo doo baby for us? Or keep it in my office.
This is the ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
Our time is 7 early in the second quarter. Ohio State has a 7-0 lead over Indiana. Michigan evens things up with Iowa at 7-7. Chad Henne with a 5-yard touchdown pass to Jason Avant. North Carolina leads Virginia 7-0. Louisville has a 6-0 lead over Cincinnati. Syracuse up 10-7 on Pittsburgh. In the first quarter, Georgia leads Arkansas 7-0. DJ Shockley with an 11-yard touchdown pass to Brian McClendon. Missouri is up on Nebraska 14-0 in the first. Temple and Clemson scoreless in the first. Coming up at 2:30 Eastern, Notre Dame plays host to BYU at 3:30 Eastern. Big game in the SEC. Phil Fulmer, Tennessee Volunteers, visit undefeated Alabama.
We have a great understanding of the challenge that we have. Alabama's a very fine football team all the way around. Our team has prepared well. We used to open dates, I think, very well as far as getting back to some of the fundamentals that we needed to and correcting some of the areas that we haven't done as well in.
Also at 3:30 Eastern, it's Texas Tech at Texas and top-ranked Southern Cal at Washington. In the NFL last night, the Chiefs beat the Dolphins.
Are you one of thousands of homeowners who have not refinanced your home mortgage because you don't think you have enough money or your credit is less than perfect? Then call Miracle Mortgage in Metro, 972-445-LOAN. They not only can refinance your mortgage with no out-of-pocket costs, they can do a home equity for you and pay off all your credit card debt, saving you hundreds of dollars every month. Act today and skip up to 2 mortgage payments. That's right, skip 2 mortgage payments. Call 972-445-LOAN.
skip two mortgage payments and pay off credit card debt, regardless of your credit situation. Rates starting at 4.75. Call Miracle Mortgage right now, 972-445-LOANS. Or to complete an application now, maximize your browser and click on the Miracle logo, amiracleloan.com. Interest rate based on a three-year ARM. APR 5.277, Texas license 153.
Yukon with available 20-inch wheels.
This to-do list is brought to you by the Texas Ballet Theater at texasballettheater.org.
Okay, Thompson, on my to-do list, plan a fun event for the wife and family. Let's see, fishing, football, drag races, bowling.
Jeffrey, you know those four will not work for the girls?
Okay, my conscience says no across those all.
Jeffrey.
Yes, conscience, I'm listening.
I've got a suggestion. How about something fun, exciting, fresh, and new, and definitely something original from you?
I need original. What have you got?
It's the Texas Ballet Theater. The Ballet Theater of North Texas, and the North Texas premiere of Romeo and Juliet. Warring families, grand drama, swashbuckling swordplay, star-crossed romance, and magnificent sets in the beautiful Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth.
Hold on there, conscience. Sounds expensive.
Tickets start at only $18, but to be the family hero, you've got to get them now.
Jeffrey, the family hero. I like the sound of that.
It's the North Texas premiere of Ben Stevenson's Romeo and Juliet, October 21st through 23rd at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth. Tickets available online at texasballettheater.org.
Let's say you're on a week-long business trip and you feel a week-long flu coming off.
Teladoc.com.
Your prescription medicine just ran out. And the earliest appointment you can get is 2 weeks away.
Teladoc.com.
Teladoc Medical Services at
Teladoc.com.
Proudly launches the first nationwide program focusing solely upon telephone medical consult services, offering you the convenience of simply picking up the telephone and receiving quality medical care at home, at work, or on the road. Teladoc quickly resolves routine medical issues in a fraction of the time you'd spend accessing care from urgent care facilities, emergency rooms, or a doctor's office. Imagine affordable, around-the-clock health care that meets your need for quick access to a doctor when your primary care...